What's up, y'all? It's your girl, XP.
And it's your girl, Dre Nicole.
And we have a very special announcement. Your girls will be at the Black Effect Network Podcast Festival.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to be there April 27th. And make sure y'all get y'all tickets at blackeffect.com.
Yes, Horrible Decisions will be there, Carefully Reckless, Deeply Well, and many more. It's going to be so fun. So if you've never seen Poor Minds live, I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss this. So go to blackeffect.com and get your tickets.
Period.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Dre Nicole.
And you are tuned in to another episode of Poor Minds.
Where a drunk mind speaks sober thoughts.
We got some guests today. I love when we got not only one good guest.
And I love when we get a little beatbox.
Double them up.
Yeah.
Ooh, you ready?
I gotta stay ready. What's wrong with y'all?
You know what? This don't even need.
He said y'all ain't ready.
An introduction, okay? We got T-Pain and Young Cash and a motherfucking. First of all, thank y'all for pulling up on us.
Oh, no problem. This was 1 hour and 45 minutes from my house.
Just a little light. That's light.
On the way.
Too crazy.
On the way here, I was like, I hope they ain't filming another episode after all, because we staying. We chilling the fuck.
Yeah, now, baby, y'all are the last one.
But this studio is
we can chill out.
I always be super appreciative when people pull up.
Me too.
Absolutely. Y'all pulled up on us, so, you know, y'all
return. Because you're far too.
I mean, that was on purpose, though. I want niggas to have gas money to get to my house. I don't want none of you niggas out there.
If you can't afford it, don't come.
Yeah, yeah. With your wide nostrils breathing up all the white man's air.
Right.
This is how we starting this episode off.
That's how we kicking it.
Okay, off. You know what? Now, how you going to be today?
What you want to
say?
Damn, this bitch
spicy. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Spicy. Trying to warm up a little
bit. Came in here specifically asked for a spicy drink. And
I know that's
Oh, you like spicy drinks too?
Yeah, I like.
Twin.
Where have you
I'm
been?
I'm a Gemini, so you know.
Oh, I like geez. Spicy
oh,
drinks.
Oh, here we go.
Well, see, I'm a Taurus. I don't think we that compatible.
You almost made it.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, a Taurus is almost a Gemini.
That's what I said. You almost made it.
Yeah. Terrible way to think right there.
So what type of friendship do y'all have?
We don't know. We have like, no fucking idea.
You give me, like, you like the baddie of the group. Like, when you walk in, it's like,
the
you like,
is crazy.
Like, the girls be on you. It's not a bad
thing. Oh, I thought you was talking, I'm saying we in Atlanta. I ain't know, you know, I'm from Florida.
Why do people baddie?
Baddie is offensive terminology for a man. I feel.
I don't think it's offensive.
I just think it's subliminal. Not subliminal, but just, you know, second talk for he's a whore.
Oh, you
want to be called
a baddie?
Oh yeah, I'm a very bad bitch.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely,
no, I didn't be chilling. I get women on acid. I'm ugly. Ooh. I'm ugly as hell.
Let me see, take glasses off.
Oh, ugly. Jesus Christ!
You're not ugly.
No, you're not ugly.
Listen, I've been ugly. 40 years, baby. I ain't tripping.
Nah, see.
But it just comes to me like that. I don't know what it be.
Somebody get Bubba Gump on the phone.
We got
a primetime fisherman out here.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And when I think of ugly, like, the only time I ever think people are ugly, like, I got to look at you and be like, damn. Like, I would never look at you and be like, damn, that nigga. See?
But there's a version of ugly that's like, I fuck with that for it, though. It's like.
Not with me.
It's like, you got to be a knight. Like, you know, like. I bet they're a nice person, though. Like, I bet they cool as hell to hang out.
I fuck with good people now.
Yeah.
You cuss on here?
Yeah.
Somebody ugly, if that's the first thing you think, oh, he must be a nice person, then
You can understand why people would find somebody ugly, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're ugly to everybody.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? I can see what you see, but,
right.
You know, let's go talk to them first.
Especially tight season.
Mm-hmm. Especially what?
Get them tights time.
Taxes.
A lot of ugly people turn pretty.
You ever ask somebody for their taxes to like flip them? Never.
No. My wife was in the military when I was broke, so she already had money.
She
had
so she was already good.
My wife had way more money than me. Mm. So she was keeping my lights on.
Oh no, that's right.
Yeah, my shit was dead in the water.
So you was a baddie for real.
Oh, absolutely.
Baddies get taken care of.
I was a dependent for a little while.
I know that's
I was a military wife, nigga.
He said he was getting all them benefits.
I was an Air Force wife. Come on now.
Why the Air Force? So nice. Mm-hmm. Dental benefits.
You ever flip somebody's taxes?
Selling dope, baby, since I was 17 years old.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't need them taxes.
Very self-sufficient guy over there.
Okay. But that's what I was saying. I didn't say, going back to what I was saying, I don't think baddie is a bad thing to describe a man.
I know what you meant. I was just, you know.
Yeah, because sometimes, he got confidence. He got a little swag. Mm.
Is there a man version of that word, though, just to balance it out?
That's a
just
baddie?
See, I feel like the man version is baddie and a girl is a bad bitch. Because you don't want to say a man like a...
Baddie sounds...
When I think of baddies, I think of women.
Women, they have that women only.
But I feel like if a good song come on, you're going to be like this. Booty going up, down.
Who's she talking to, me?
Yeah. You might bump your
head. Yeah.
Now you know that's your partner song when you hear that song.
Your partner song come on.
We're in the wrong lane, baby. No. We're in two different lanes, two different worlds right now. I don't know what's going on.
I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm just trying to explain. So we was talking about Yeah Glow, the song Yeah Glow. Like, when Yeah Glow come on, niggas be dancing to Yeah Glow. That's what I mean. No?
In Atlanta or?
Everywhere.
Yeah, you been in Atlanta. You from Atlanta?
No.
You been here too long. They done rubbed off on you or something. I don't know what's going on. But this conversation is going left.
You know,
I'm not trying to start this episode.
What part of Texas are you from?
I'm from Orange, Texas, but I grew up... I grew up in Orange, Texas, and I lived in Houston for 10 years.
Where did you used to tell people you was from when you lived in Orange, Texas?
Orange. I'm from Fruit... Don't get me started. I'm from Fruit City all day, baby.
What
they call it? Fruit City?
Oh, maybe that's what it's from. Fruit, because I'm from the Fruit. Fruit City. I see where you're going with that.
This is all...
But it's like right... It's like the last city before you hit Louisiana. So,
oh shit! I'm like, oh, you couldn't tell nobody. You couldn't.
I didn't know.
Why would he say, "Oh shit"? Like, oh yeah.
No, I'm just saying, ain't nothing over there.
Tell nothing. So it's like
STL. What's up, baby?
I'm not. Hey, friend.
You did your push-ups? Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Wait. So what part of Florida are you exactly from?
Jacksonville.
Oh,
okay.
Duval County.
I've been to Jacksonville.
We've been to Jacksonville. I've been there twice.
That's
all I needed.
That's all you
needed. I was afraid for my
life. We had a house in there one time. Like
that. So that's why I don't be doing that, what you were saying, because that's where I come from.
Oh, I get it. You can't even get your shoulder. They ain't got time for
that. If you're doing that, you're dodging bullets or something.
Yeah, Jacksonville, the Middle East, they don't let you do none of that.
They don't play.
That makes sense.
But I like Atlanta, though. Atlanta straight.
Y'all, we had went to Jacksonville, and they was like, oh, we about to look like Ryan, because, you know, Ryan went to school out there. So they was like, oh, we going to go on a boat ride. Me and Lex, we about to get on a yacht.
No, I ain't no yachts out there, baby.
We was on a motherfucking shrimp boat.
It was a little shrimp boat.
A steamboat or something.
It was like 50 other people on there. Yeah, the water was flashing. It was hitting our face. We was
They had tuna sandwiches in a cooler.
There you go. They had y'all working.
Right, we used to have a yacht out there. It was a yacht out there one time, but it was a big ass fight on it, so they canceled that.
So they canceled the yacht.
They had y'all ass batting down the hatches and shit.
Throwing the anchor over that bitch.
Okay, so how are the women different in Jacksonville than the women in Atlanta?
Oh my God, I can tell you that
the women in Atlanta got that bread.
Yeah,
shit,
for real.
Yeah, the girls got the bread.
What
out there.
They looking for real niggas out here because it's soap. They got bread.
They hollering at niggas
In Jacksonville.
They'll pull up to the club. Hey, Red.
But Atlanta.
What?
What's going on?
Atlanta, they got money. They'll take care of it.
Okay. That goes into our first topic that we're going to get into later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you like the women better in Atlanta than Jacksonville?
Do you like aggressive women? Like, if they pulling up on you, like, I got my own bread, nigga.
I don't feel like I'm in the hot seat?
It's a lot.
You married. I forgot.
You started.
Yeah.
Ask him. We got to ask you.
You can absolutely ask me because we still got to recruit some kind of way.
I don't like that. I like going after that.
So you like doing
like, you don't like aggressive women. Yeah, do you like aggressive women?
Yes.
Okay.
But not because of the reason that y'all thinking. I like aggressive women so I can already know.
He like who like him.
Now I gotta, yeah, I need to know that everything's consensual. I don't want to be like, oh, he used his power, none of that. I need to know. I'd rather you say something first so I can be like, oh, shit, here we go. Yeah, baby. Baby, we got one.
I like to change their minds.
No, that's true, though. Because you don't want no problems with these days. People be ready to sue. People be ready to.
You know what's crazy? I think it's so crazy nowadays. And I've been seeing this a lot more so like in the past week. When girls screenshot and show their DMs, like it's always happened, but this past week it's happened so much. Mm-hmm. I feel like every time I wake up, it's another like, super and these are not like a little, these are like big time rappers.
Yeah, for real.
So do y'all don't slide in, you slide in DMs?
I don't have to.
No, I know that's right.
No, because I don't really, especially with my wife is involved, I don't like girls that's like on social media like that.
Yeah.
I like if we got to meet you in person, we got to know what kind of person you are right here, right now, in person. Mm-hmm. I don't want to look at your pictures and find out you fucking crazy when you get to the room and some shit like that. Yeah. I don't, none of that. Nah, we need to meet you where we at. You need to follow us where we going, because this ain't going to be none of that.
No sliding.
No sliding. I don't need to find out you crazy once we get there, because if I tell you what, you don't like something that's going on in the room, you touch my wife, I got to go to jail.
Right. And I just also feel like that just always says more. Women be feeling to realize that says more about you as a woman when you like be posting DMs.
Absolutely.
Or all of that
shit
stuff.
Lame as fuck. Because it's nobody don't see that.
Yeah, why would you do that? If you have, I just feel like if you have a problem with the person, address the person. Say something to them. Yeah. Because clearly y'all are already in a space where y'all can directly message each other.
Right.
Why are you taking it on a public level? You want the attention.
You want the attention. I mean, and that's understandable. You know what I mean? Because, girls that get celebrities in their DMs, they're obviously getting regular niggas in there, too.
Yeah.
But they're not posting them because it ain't going to get them real attention. It's like they're posting the celebrities because it's like, look at these niggas that want me. Mm. Why would I want any one of you niggas and all this? Like, you know what I mean? Just trying to step their status up, and then you do get her one day and you find out her room looked like a goddamn tornado went through that motherfucker, and she don't clean the backside of her toilet for some reason, and it's just a lot going on. You still got beans from fifth grade and your shit, and you only got two. I don't know. I they just be lit.
Now
they,
she like beans.
They don't be. They be. They be. Nah, not from fucking. Not from the fifth grade fucking homeless drive. You know what I mean? taking your son beans from school and shit. You don't want to do that. You only got two sets of forks and knives. You know what I mean?
Not the bushes that expired in 2005.
Yeah, the bushes is gone.
Nah, the only reason why I say a woman should expose them, like if somebody lying on you, like somebody, oh yeah, I fucked her, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit like that. And then you, oh, nah, this is how the conversation
went.
Right,
right.
And you do some shit like that. But just exposing because a nigga trying to shoot, they shot at you or something, that shit lame as fuck to me. That's just me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You be sliding DMs.
No, I don't do that. I don't got to.
Oh, I know that.
Not like that. Not on some shit like that, but just like, I don't.
Y'all got the baddie vibe.
It's just not your thing.
I like it, though.
Because it's like, nah, I don't like to get people, I don't want them to think that I want them that much. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
but what's the problem with that, though? Like, if you want somebody,
if I do,
as a woman.
I mean, I'm going to do it. I'm going to, you know, like I said, I'm going to hand-to-hand combat. I like being your face.
Ooh, I like that.
That
was going to war for that
person. Astronomical.
He said he in the field with
it. On my front line.
Damn.
On the front line with it. Front line.
What is it good for? I like that.
A whole bunch nothing. Of fucking.
You see how he got that shit tied around his head?
He's
ready. Oh, my God.
Bin Laden ain't got shit on
I got the gas, right? That's really what I'm trying to cover up. I was at one of my properties. And
you got
an
injury.
Because we already cutting up. Before we get too deep into these topics, Ty, what are we drinking today?
Oh, Lord.
All right, and this cocktail is made especially for, I mean, honestly, I probably wouldn't even be a bartender if he didn't come out with this song, Bartender, okay?
Uh-huh.
We had a day. I'm so sorry.
Won't he do it?
That's my bad. That shouldn't have been your aspirations in college.
Okay, so this one is in tribute to Mr. T-Pain, and this one is called The Ringleader Man. And so this one has some tequila, reposado, we have some fresh cucumber, jalapeno peppers, and then some rosemary. We have some rosemary and sage honey in it as well, and a little bit of lime juice. On the glass, we have some paprika, and of course, we're gonna fire that thing on up. This one is the Ringleader Man. Cheers, y'all.
Stop putting up.
I like that.
And it's good. I love me a spicy drink. It's so good. Still sweet, but then it has that hint of spiciness.
We drinking the same thing?
Yeah, but she said she added a little bit of rosé on top of mine to like make it a little more.
You run me back, child?
Sparkling.
She got that,
I know that right.
Yeah. Run it back. Run it back.
And per usual, y'all know this episode is brought to you by LS Cream Liqueur. Y'all make sure y'all go to y'all's local liquor store, bar, wherever you hang out at, and request it. It is a black-owned liqueur. You can have it with your desserts, your coffee, all that good stuff.
And we actually have a bottle for you right here.
Oh, this is me. Yeah. I thought it was a set design. Okay. Oh. Yeah, yeah. That one I'm talking about.
That one is for you to take home.
And it's really, really good. I feel like you're going to love it.
Absolutely.
And then give me a motherfucking thing.
Nah, it's okay.
Fucked up.
No, we got one for you.
Wouldn't fit on the table.
That'd make me feel good now.
No, we got more space.
This the table where we got our drink.
We got more space on our
table. With you, but this with the Ty doing the thing. I'm finna get there in a second.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to hop into it real quick. I mean, obviously, like, when guests come on here, like, we like to do little icebreakers, but we don't obviously have
but,
to
I mean,
do
you're
that
C-Pain.
With you.
We, it's
like you're and we know y'all. And we know y'all already. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, we know you. You know us. We know but you. You know us.
I wanted to have a discussion with you because I feel like we all can talk about this. Like, the early 2000s was a crazy time.
It was a crazy time.
This was before, like... You know, Instagram was really crazy. Twitter was really crazy. Like, you just used to be able to, like, get ready, go to the club, put anything on that made you feel confident, you know, and just have a good time.
Now, we was on Facebook.
Yeah, we was on Facebook.
We was on Facebook.
We definitely was on Facebook. So, one thing that I look back on is our fashion.
Mm. Mm-hmm. What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive.
True that.
So... We're gonna call this little quick segment called "What the fuck what the
was
fuck,
you wearing?
What the fuck was you wearing?
What was you wearing?"
I say this a lot.
You know what? I don't.
I say this a lot.
It was a lot of bullshit, a lot of bullshit, and a lot of fucking mess. Because the things that I had on, it would be really embarrassing.
Y'all finna do pull up pictures or something?
They have to.
I don't know. Well, what's the first picture we got, Javi? Let's see what we got. What the fuck were you wearing?
Well, I thought that was it. I was like, good.
Ooh.
Yes.
What? Can you?
You know what's even worse? You know it was even worse? That's at an award show.
Like, he was on the red carpet. That's
the country award
show. Red carpet at the CMTs, at the award show. I say this a lot about myself. What the fuck was you wearing? And I take comfort over style at all times.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, that's just what it is. If it can look how it look. If it's comfortable, that's what you got.
But I like the hat, though.
You know what's crazy? It's not even the outfit that's bad. It's the chain.
It was the last minute decision on the hat. I can tell you that
now. The hat was cool. We from Texas.
Yeah, that's all.
So the hat was cool. But I want to talk about this chain. How much was that chain? Was it real?
It was real. $400,000.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Where do you still wear it?
You know what? I just sent it. To New York? Is that New York? The Smithsonian putting it in a exhibit.
Oh wow,
that is fucking insane. But
who's laughing now, bitches?
Okay.
Oh, I stupid to look now.
You ate us up on that one.
You did.
You ate us up. Okay,
well, that is a chain that should be on exhibit.
I mean, what else could you do with it though? Yeah. Like, what was the other options? Did you have other?
It was
options?
In the background of my live streams and stuff like that. Yeah. It was 14 pounds. It said
14 pounds. You was a strong.
You used to be walking around like this.
Yeah,
a
bitch heavy.
You know,
feel like a midget is hanging from my necklace. Yeah, for real.
That was the goal back then. You know what I'm saying? Have the biggest chain, and somebody's on the side of the stage with me somewhere. I can't remember what city it was, and I was about to go on stage, and just a random dude just came up and was like, "Hey, T-Pain, I bet you won't get a big ass chain that say big ass chain."
And you was
and I was like, "Nigga, you don't know how much money I got, sir."
Ooh.
And I went and did it. Never saw the dude again. Couldn't never prove it, I guess. I don't know if
he saw it.
He might have died. Who knows? I have no idea who he was.
He's still in the hood telling that story right now.
By now, he would have said, like, "Bro, what the fuck? You did it."
Right. He probably
died. Nah, he died.
But the outfit.
I would have took credit for it. If I would have seen T-Pain do this after I told him that, I would have been the first nigga like, "Bro, oh shit. I can't believe you did that shit."
You know, Instagram, we got 37 followers. It ain't hit.
Oh, okay.
I
would have went to the news.
So
I'm the dude.
I like it. But that's why I said the outfit.
But that's what I was going to gonna say the outfit was popping though, because that's what niggas was wearing back then. Like, you was on brand for
but
the time.
But that's the thing. But that's what niggas.
What kind of shoes?
Then?
What round?
They look like Jordans, right? Them Jordans.
I don't think
they look like Jordans.
I can't remember. But I was surrounded by white people. That was the Country Music Awards.
Didn't my Jordans?
Ooh, those are the CMT.
Yeah, that was the Country Music.
So the hat made sense.
That's why I had the hat. I was the only one that didn't
I
have
like
a hat.
That.
We had to go to the gas station and grab one.
How about we put him in a hat?
No, that's what happened.
I did
that's
that.
What happened.
I did it. We pulled up to the red carpet. I was about to hop out with a chain. I was like, this shit gonna kill him because I had just got it. And I realized everybody on the red carpet had on a hat, even the people doing the interviews had on cowboy hats. I was like, bro, we got to go get a hat from somewhere.
Yeah.
We literally went to the gas station and got a hat real quick.
Okay.
I like everywhere. It.
I just felt self-conscious, not because of the chain or the stupid-ass baggy clothes, but...
But that's what... Did you ever do the... Were you doing that in the club?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
I used to be wearing Jabals back then.
Okay.
Those aren't. You I don't know what.
Who was wearing Jabos?
Me, yeah.
I feel like those are Jordans. Am I Jordans?
He said, "Was you a stud?"
She know a little something about some sneakers.
Those right Adidas, they might be Adidas.
They looking more.
This look real Adidas-ish.
Bulldog.
Look, yeah, it's two stripes right there.
What was the
These
one?
These are Adidas.
Yeah, those are Adidas. Okay, let's pull up another.
Yeah, let's pull up another picture.
Ooh.
Okay, first of all,
it's
this is
a top hat.
This was fire. This is the ringleader.
Okay.
Ringleader arrow. The Oakley shade.
And it's the scarf, too.
This was my version of...
Low key, you
This was my version of dressing up.
Okay. I'm not going to lie. You put that shit on a little bit. Like,
I walked out. When I walked out, niggas was like, damn, bro, where you going?
Okay.
I would have said that, too. Where the hell is he
It's
going?
The top hat.
If
it's
you look
top.
At it, with this singular picture, you can't really you can't
I
really
can't
say.
Tell where you going.
Am I going to the
going
circus
to the motherfucking
or am I going
Grammys, ain't I? Going to the goddamn Grammys, ain't I?
To collect
that's
one.
That's what I'm saying. It's being like, am I going to the circus with my kids or Bam. Am I going to fuck your bitch?
See? Or am I going to the
Grammys?
Or am I going to your crib to turn that bitch into a circus? Because I am. God damn it, I don't have
with
to talk in
the Grammy. With the Grammy.
With the Grammy.
With the Grammy.
With the Grammy. Yeah. Okay, this one.
Now, this ensemble was very interesting, though.
I felt.
I don't know. I probably. No, went, but the Bugle Boy jeans. I don't know about the Bugle Boy jeans.
I knew I was supposed to tuck my shirt in. I can still hear people telling me to tuck my shirt in. But still, this was dressing up for me.
But I'm going to lie. The only thing that's throwing me off is the little tassels. The tassels.
No, that's not what's throwing me off. I assume like he really got this shit made because the hat matched the jacket.
Oh yeah, all my top hats was purely custom. I never wore
every
a plain
time.
Top hat.
Right.
Oh, so you have a top hat collection.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Every top hat I wore.
I didn't see it.
I had
the hall.
Yeah.
Oh, they all hanging from the top.
No, we didn't see it.
Oh, y'all
well, I
look
was
up,
really,
baby.
Really drunk.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
We was drunk that day.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
A good time.
That's fine.
All right. What else?
Ooh. Now, I like that top.
You know what? You was ahead of your time because denim is back.
Huh?
Denim is
you
back.
Don't have
Double
to be lonely.
Ooh.
With farmersonly.com. Head ass.
It's
that vest, hey, the vest with the look, top hat.
I like it.
The back of the vest was the same as the top hat.
I see.
Is there something on the cane that matches too, or am I just tripping?
No. The cane was all
okay. Okay.
The cane was all clear.
You know what?
Huh?
Missed opportunity.
I know.
I will say this though. You kind of 3 for 3. These are not bad.
I went out busting, huh? The shirt was too big. Other than that.
Yeah, I would say the shirt.
Everything was too big.
You I like all your dreads up in the head.
Well, I had like a what? So I didn't put
well, I don't see them.
Well, I had a hairstylist at the time. It was very ambitious, and she gave me like a fishbone. Going back.
Okay.
So if I did take off the hat, because I couldn't wear the hat in the ceremony because I would have been blocking like 4 people.
Ooh.
So I had to take my hat off. So when I did, I had a fishbone thing, but it didn't fit in the hat, which is why the hat is kind of way up on top of my head.
Okay.
So it was a lot going on that day, but I managed.
It's fresh though. You know, denim is
I won a Grammy that year. So I came back out with one.
Period.
8.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. He 3 for 3.
What else you got,
Javi? What else we got? What else we
Do
got
right
up
off.
In here?
Do me right off. Okay, let's talk.
Who was that?
Let's talk.
That's me.
It's Janet Jackson.
Wait, hold on.
Janet Jackson.
Now, see.
Javi, how you find that? that picture?
Hold on. I was not.
This was supposed to be about
that can't be. This can't be this woman I'm looking at right here.
Nah, it looked like you about to get dropped off at the AMC on a Saturday.
Nah. Hobby did you dirty, because how did he find it?
Okay, let me explain this. I was in the Bahamas.
Oh, okay.
I was on vacation, y'all. I was like 20. I was a young tot. This was 14 years ago. Okay.
Y'all got booked in the ballroom?
What the fuck is this room? I don't even know where. Oh my God.
That room empty as hell. What's going on back there?
Oh God. This was the
ballroom.
I got booked in the ballroom. With the hand on the hip.
That, I thought I was eating. Y'all, let me tell y'all. I had this shirt. It was a red one, a silver one, a gold one.
Yeah.
It's the, oh God.
I want, now, look, let me tell you.
It's the Jiffy Stove shades.
I'm bow-legged too. Look at my little leg.
You are doing a lot of bowing. I will say that.
Bow-legged.
I will, but look. No, it's this one's doing the ostrich.
It's this one. This my leg, my leg's been back.
Yeah, it's the ostrich one.
Oh, so
yeah.
You.
Well, no, I'm double jointed, and my knees are double jointed, so the average leg stops right here, but my knee doesn't. It, like,
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, but still, though.
Slew-legged.
If I saw it out. What's
oh,
that?
God.
But where were you at? Because it is empty in there.
Well, no, I was, like, in the lobby part, so the outside of those doors is, like, the pool area. It was actually a really nice hotel.
You got the Nokia 3100?
Oh, my God.
Crazy. Killing that shit.
All right, Javi.
Hey, nah, that's
enough out of you.
It would have still been the situation now.
Who was that?
Yes. Oh, this is perfect. Now let me tell you something. The shirt.
Well, remember the business. First of all, in my defense.
Okay. Hold on. Who is that?
I'm weak that they can't tell it's us.
Wait, the shirt.
That's not you.
That is me. That was the business casual era.
That is
when we was going to the club.
What's casual about? Oh, you mean, I thought you were
saying. First of all, I'm business because I have the blazer on.
Okay.
I can see you used to run track or something.
I do like the middle of the shirt.
And I'm a little sexy. Cause, you know,
I like the middle of the shirt.
That is the American Apparel era. If you know, you know. Everybody had that little bodysuit back in the day.
Got the hounds too.
It was like,
It's giving business.
It's giving business.
It's giving RN in college.
It's like,
what is
party
what
up top? The person that be watching the whole.
It's given a lot of. It's given
R-N.
Business in a R-N. Porn.
I haven't been caught in a long time.
Business in a porn.
Excuse me,
crazy.
Secretary, can you come in here for a second, please?
And then she starts sucking it.
My little headband with the flower.
I said R-N.
I'm sorry.
It's not just me. I do like the middle of the shirt. I ain't fucking with that.
The thing is,
French tips, you going in.
I was doing my thing.
French tips, middle of the shirt, you going, you went the fuck off.
When she was in the mirror telling me, girl, I'm going to fuck them up today.
Girl, I'm going to fuck them up. Them up.
That's what I said. You like the RA.
Party, and you cannot tell me. We were smoking Black and Miles in the party. You cannot tell me I was not the baddie.
The wood tips?
Yeah, the wood tips. I mean, is you smoking the regular one?
I'm not fancy out, baby. I switched to the regular ones.
The wine flavored ones at that. If you know, you know.
What was in your hair?
It was a flower. It was a headband flower.
Okay. See, at least his shit was custom.
Headband.
His shit was custom.
He said, ha-ha, bitch, my shit was custom.
I'm just saying. Land.
Somebody made it.
I'm just.
You got your shit from Forever 21 and
it. It's hidden, though. It's hidden.
What year is this?
This is old.
1942?
This has to be 2009, cheers. 2010.
Cheers, baby.
Look. Nope.
This was not, like 2009, 2010.
Oh, I was in prison, man.
Oh,
that's why you laughing at my fashion. Not you laughing at you wasn't outside.
I wasn't outside. I was inside, baby.
He skipped a part of the fashion.
I don't remember that era.
He had on orange.
I had on green, but I was watching on TV. I was seeing what was going on.
Yeah, BET in there.
Okay. So you did say something that I do want to talk about.
We don't got no pictures of cash.
Yeah, I had on all black. I can tell you all what I had on.
He said what he had on every day.
All black.
So I do want to ask this because obviously
to interject real quick though, at no point did we say that y'all wouldn't have got smashed back then. It would have been a problem. So yeah, y'all did look fucking good. It's just now compared to now.
It's a totally different.
It's a different era. Baddie. It's a different era. Y'all, you know, y'all still there. Not saying, you know, just,
man,
just
keep it real. This shit crazy now.
Just be respectful.
But crazy now. That's what we about to talk about.
Fashion, I'm glad, fashion. Glad y'all did.
Fashion wise, it would y'all have got.
I mean, I was.
You gonna give me the skins or what?
I used to think I was so fresh back in the day, put my little outfits together.
Everybody did though, so you know.
Yeah. But I do want to talk about that because like you were saying, like, you know, you could still tell, like, well, her body was oddy and mine, it was a little rough around the edges.
You just didn't know how to pose.
No,
it was a knee. You posed like
the ostrich.
I didn't know how to
pose.
Also, I mean, a lot of things have changed in 14 years.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's up, y'all? It's your girl XP.
And it's your girl, Dre Nicole.
And y'all know, per usual, we are always going to tell y'all to get in some therapy. How do you want to spend your extra time bettering yourself? And that's one thing that me and Drea have definitely done.
Yes, BetterHelp has helped me so much over the years, and I love it. Number one, because it's so convenient. Like, I love the fact that I can access my therapist at any time that I want to, whether I'm at home and I want to call her from my computer, or whether I'm on a go and I want to just FaceTime her real quick from my phone if I'm in the car and I'm having a little breakdown. I can always talk to my therapist. And on top of all of that, y'all, it's so affordable. People always think therapy is expensive, but BetterHelp is so affordable.
Yeah, so all you're going to do is go to BetterHelp.com/poorminds. That's better, HELP.com/poorminds, and you'll get 10% off of your first month. So mm-hmm. if you've ever thought about giving therapy a try, but you were unsure, this is your sign. BetterHelp.com/poorminds.
Period.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/poorminds today to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/poorminds. Uh-huh. But I want to, because you have a booty contest.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're going
to talk about that. Because the theme of this episode is we're talking about asses today.
We're talking about booty.
Oh, this is.
So before we get into these next topics, tell us about the pageant and everything that you got going on.
We got a pageant on March 20th.
Next week, next Friday.
That's a Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
I'm sorry, I'm drunk, y'all. The 20th.
Wednesday. Same thing.
Take one more ship.
Y'all two are judges.
Yeah,
y'all are.
We got Carlos coming through. Nav Green, Vanessa Fraction. It's basically, as I like to explain it, it's a Miss America pageant for asses.
For asses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what makes the perfect ass, y'all? Because y'all know, like, we're in a generation now, like, you can literally go buy the perfect ass. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be, you don't got to be born with it.
The thing that makes the perfect ass for me is the person that it's attached to.
What?
Not me.
No.
It ain't about how look. You can have small booty. If you cooler than the bitch with the big ass, and guess what?
You
won. You won. It ain't a big booty, and I know why you agree, because we say big booty is a state of mind.
So
we always say that.
You said it.
And you agreed. Big booty is a state of mind.
It's big booty right
at home. Little booties out here that feel
to
like
me,
got big
to
booty.
Me.
He say it don't matter, so that booty could be on a camel.
Nah. I know what I'm saying. What makes a nice... That's what let me know I'm in Atlanta. What I'm saying is this. What makes an ass right to me, it's all about the waistline.
Mm. Ooh, Dre, what I always say.
As long as I can put my hand on it like that.
Ooh, now you strict.
Yeah, that's
crazy. That's too strict.
That's crazy.
You've been in Atlanta too long.
Have it, baby.
You could have said this.
I'm having this.
You done met some girls you could fit this waist around their waist?
It'd still be some room, but I'm trying to get it.
You can't even hold some Arby's sandwiches like that. You trying to...
Oh, that beef?
First of all, why is you holding an Arby's sandwich?
Arby's sandwich got all that beef.
All that beef.
And I like that. I ain't gonna lie.
You like the beef. Got to hang
out. Okay.
Get a little hang time. Snail tail.
Yeah, I like
wizard sleeve, if you will.
I would. Yeah. I like it. Truffle.
Yeah.
I like it. Uh-huh. I like it all bunched up like that.
Not a little slice.
I think that it's more
roast
about
beef.
The shape of the butt. I think that we getting too big with these booties. Like, the booties are getting way too fucking
big. They're getting bigger than the person, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think they're getting better. Y'all don't see how they used to be with that. It's the difference now between, see, because I'm old school. See, I come from the era where the girls used to get the ass shots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's when I was working in the club.
Where they used to meet the gay dude in the hotel at the
you
motel.
You know a little something.
Come on, man.
They did.
He ain't lying.
Man, they would meet a gay man.
The gay man?
They would meet a gay man. I'm telling you.
A gay men?
I've been going to the strip clubs. I was 13 years old. Trust me. They would meet a gay men in a hotel either Miami or Atlanta, and they would shoot 5 shots to each cheek, and then it would just blow up.
There's some in New York.
And that's why the leg.
Because I've had several girls that went and got it done. So that's why they would, it would be so big. That's why the legs and the ass weren't matching. But now the BBL, that's why I love the BBL, because they shaping and molding it right to the...
So the gaming...
The gaming not doing it.
I'm gaming. Like posing in a suit with a needle in their hand. The gaming.
They had on Versace.
With a blazer. It was with maybe a top hat.
They had on Dre's outfit.
Yeah.
With T-Pain's top hat.
Tell you, Dre looked like she had that picture on a
hold it. Hold it.
Drea was low-key a part of the gaming.
It's part
with
of the
that
gaming.
Outfit on.
Oh, it's gaming.
You was a gaming?
I mean, I used to wear Jabos too.
Fashion consultant.
But no, I definitely think it's about...
With the scraps?
Yes.
Oh, she was good with it. But no, I do feel like... I think people have a misconception of BBLs, though, because the average BBL does look good.
Yeah, look good.
We are seeing BBLs that are, like, extreme and look crazy on Instagram because those are the girls that go viral and stuff.
I don't think it's BBL, though. I don't think that's what that is.
It's a mixture of the shots and a BBL.
It's just
some other shit, because you can feel, like, when you got that little hardness.
Yeah.
That's because them shots are still sticking like that. That injection shit, whatever that is. That's
he is educated.
He know. No, he said when you feel
he's
it.
He's a BBL.
He just felt a lot of asses and made some guesses.
He has a degree.
But no, when I say the perfect ass is about the person it's attached to, because it's like you get the ass and it's just it's so beautiful. The thighs is matching.
Ain't it?
The waist goes exactly where it is, and you find out the person is a piece of shit. And you're just like, this ass ain't worth it.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
You just
the ass
fuck
so
him
good.
Harder.
The ass so good, but goddamn, I don't want
to
be around
I
this
still
person.
Got to fuck him.
So is that how we're judging this contest? Because I don't care about your personality.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I don't care about none of that. The competition, you want this $5,000, you better shake that Watusi.
Throw that Walligator.
That body need to be Audi-ing for me.
I'm not going to lie, though. Since I can be a little shallow for a moment. I agree with him with the waistline. To me, like,
the ratio
has to be right. So if you have, like, a small petite butt, that's fine, but is everything, you know, proportionate? You know, if you have a little more ass, then you have a little more room to have a little pud. A little pudge is okay.
You could be 900 pounds.
Yeah.
As long as the ratio is right, it's hourglass.
I like a little hourglass.
Yeah, it's going
to
be.
So that's
hourglass of 900
say.
Pounds is going to be. You ain't gonna be able to do this. I'm gonna tell you that now.
But he can do this.
But what about the BBWs though?
The BBWs?
Because some
BBWs.
Of them be having.
That'd be
that,
it.
They be having that waistline.
I'm trying to tell you.
And shout out to them for putting that work in because the BBWs, and it behooves me.
Behooves is
keyword behooves.
I like that.
Yeah. How they BBWs with flat stomachs. It drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. It's the greatest thing in the world.
It is a great thing.
So you like them extremely thick.
I mean, you know, thick filet ain't nothing wrong with that now.
I'll take me
a couple orders of thick filet.
So you like BBLs?
I like people.
Well,
you know
what
I mean?
I'm saying that when most of the
Yes, I was a member. Yes, I was a member. Like Nino Brown said, yeah, I love BBLs.
Yeah,
BBWs,
I mean, look.
Anything with the ratios correct is good. You can be skinny.
You're cool,
with a good ratio. Cool. You can be 900 pounds with the ratio.
Right.
As long as the ratio is right, that's what it's all about.
You cool, so to, hang, like you cool to hang out with that shit.
What's you say?
What's a PPL?
People.
That's goddamn.
That was a fucking bar. That was a
motherfucking
bar. That was a goddamn bar.
I was trying to get mad at it.
Oh.
You
God, that was a bar.
You
fuck.
What does it stand for?
Woo! Just people. Just that's how I text. That's
all people say. People, they put PPL.
Sing it, Drea.
That's how I text them.
Now you got it.
My God,
that's how I text.
You are the one.
Hey, it went over our heads.
You smart. You a genius.
You got it.
Okay, y'all.
Damn, that was good.
We been going. That was good. He's like, damn, I
should have
thought that.
I stole that shit from you just then.
Wow.
Just right that second.
Okay, y'all.
You got more white claws back there?
I'm doing good.
Can I get a shot?
Damn.
It's time to turn up. Yeah.
One
it's
up my
time
ass.
To party.
Y'all ain't cold. I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying?
He said, I'm with you when you're right.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you when you're wrong, too,
so,
baby.
So, T-Pain, I do have a something I want to ask you real quick. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to get into the topic. So, we just, in a few weeks, we have an episode dropping with Ace Hood. Mm-hmm. So, we did an episode with him, and literally, I talk about this all the time. my favorite song in the entire world is one of Ace Hood's songs. Like, mm-hmm. not like, oh, my first favorite song is like a Michael Jackson song that Whitney Houston. No, above all my songs. Ace Hood? No, literally.
I love it.
It's so random, right?
But I also thought, you didn't tell him
what. No, I didn't. I was talking to him about Silver and Gold.
He told him.
No, I'm just saying that's the only song I know that's him and Payne.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, when I first met T-Pain, because like I told you, like we had a conversation. I think it was off camera, and I was telling you, like, I grew up on your music. Mm-hmm. I told you I knew that group you had, the What It Is.
I know
everything. Sophia Fresh. Mm-hmm. We had a little moment. Yeah, Sophia Fresh. But my favorite song in the entire world, above anything I've ever heard, my second favorite song in the world is Dirty Diana. My first favorite song is Cash Flow.
That is.
Isn't that I know.
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
She loves this.
I love both. Yeah. I have to ask this question because it's my favorite song. So I already talked to the other person that was on the song. Now I gotta talk to you.
Okay.
When you was recording that song, did you know that it was like gonna be like a good fucking song like that?
Yeah, because that one was done. That was one of the few hooks in my career that I didn't write.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner.
I didn't know.
Who wrote that?
Kevin Costner.
I have no idea.
You don't know who that was?
I don't even know if he's telling the truth.
No, that's a writer from Orlando, Kevin Costner.
Oh, that's who did it for real?
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought she was so hot.
That's the man from The Bodyguard.
Kevin Costner.
Oh, sometimes when it's...
Yeah, I thought that's what Kevin
Costner. That's Kevin Costner.
Damn. I left that nigga on that bitch.
The Bodyguard?
I was like, he be writing music?
They should have left that nigga on there. What the fuck they get me for?
Cash flow. I need.
Nah. But since it was a finished song, when it got to me, I was like, oh, this shit fire.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I didn't know. I honestly asked them why they wanted me to do it because the shit was already dope. So I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, but the dude voice ain't hit oh, like your.
Well, maybe that was it. I liked it. I don't know. But hey, I knew it was fire. It was already done. So
amazing.
Yeah, that was good for me.
I just had to ask that. Okay.
That's Lake's favorite song.
That is literally my favorite song. I will, and I'm not saying it's a bad song, but like a lot of people, that's not obviously not in their top 10 or anything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So when
I hit when it came out though, that shit was.
I did hit. I don't care what everybody be jamming. They be like, Lex, get on the ox.
That's cool. I need it on time.
And not bang bang where the kid. I be yeah.
Shit was amazing.
One thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play that song. Okay.
Good song.
So we gonna get into the first topic. I know we've been talking a lot of time already.
I'm
want to get back into it because we always like to, as much as we like to talk about men, we like to talk about women too. We like to give fair energy because nobody out here is perfect, right?
Of course.
So. We were talking about Jacksonville women earlier, and there is a list floating around. Now, y'all remember the list when people was like, oh, this is not where you should take somebody on the first date. Mm-hmm. So the men have retaliated on things that are unladylike.
Saw that.
You know what I'm saying? So
you said one earlier. This is like the first one on the list. Yeah, I think in the first one on the list, like smoking black.
Yeah, like smoking black and mild, drinking beer.
Now, why I got a kid? I got 19-year-old. You got to catch strays
immediately.
Yeah, so it's like the list is like crazy things. Like you don't know how to twerk. You know how to parallel park.
I need you to know how to parallel.
I do know how to parallel park too.
I do know how to parallel park, but they were like, you know, snoring.
Nah, that's
farting and it make a noise. But I gave y'all the game already on, like, how to not make a noise.
Okay.
That don't work.
How do you do
it? It do work.
It don't. Tried it.
You got to pre-spread?
Yeah, she was like, open your cheek.
You got to pull it apart.
You can't
that don't do work. That
and first just... of all, what if you ain't got no ass?
Then you still need to pull it open.
But you can't just do that in normal situations.
Gonna, it's going.
It's not going to. Oh.
I can't believe we having this conversation right because dog.
You can't do that in the movies, like in public and shit. You gotta fart in public. You can't just let that out.
Now, if he lifts the covers up, that's another story.
Shit. You shit in front of your nigga?
No.
You?
Recently, yes, but we that close now.
Nah, I don't give a damn. We married 30 years.
I said that. I said that.
What we just said on the way over here? I don't want to have nothing to do with no woman. That's why I want to. Separate bathrooms.
We talk about this a lot.
Each end of the house.
I'm not doing it.
I don't see no tampons.
That's not real love.
What you mean they real love?
If you cannot shit in the same vicinity with your partner, that's not real love.
Stinking ass out of here.
Period.
I want you in here.
I agree. Okay, so how do y'all feel about a woman drinking a beer? Y'all go to the club.
I ain't
tripping. She order a shot. She's like, let me get a Bud Light.
I love it.
Okay. It's not Bud Light.
Not okay. You just
what be, about a Corona?
Be fancy about it at least. Just get some kind of
a Corona
Japanese
Heineken.
Something.
Corona.
If you go, if you want a
Japanese beer,
just get something. I mean,
not
you
no
know.
Cool 45.
Right? Okay. Don't get St. Ives.
What about knowing how to grill?
Knowing how to grill?
Yeah. About that,
please.
Okay.
Please.
I don't give a shit about it.
I don't feel like doing that shit.
What about driving?
We got air fryers now. We need a grill.
Please drive one hand. I got Nappy Boy Automotive, so I got a lot of cars. I can do a lot of shit with cars. I need my girl to know how to operate a fucking motor vehicle, please.
So you like when they be like,
you can drive that bitch with your foot, your knee, your titties if they're big enough. I don't give a shit.
I
got one.
What?
What about having a chest piece tattoo?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I love
what?
That.
Y'all are giving Jacksonville right now.
I love it.
Cause y'all like all this shit.
I love it.
That's all I'm about to say.
I'm from Tallahassee.
Okay, but it's giving
Florida. They way more. But
it's a 2 hour drive.
They way more country than us though.
But I'm saying that's why people be saying Florida is unhinged. Cause a lot of this stuff is like
Florida man.
Florida is unhinged.
I don't see what the problem with the chest pieces.
That shit.
It's
giving ghetto.
Because it's giving ghetto. If it's some ghetto shit there. Oh, if it's some shit that means something to you.
And it's shoot it right here.
Yeah. I don't want to say I love
that
dick.
That might mean something though.
But I'm saying if it's something like sentimental, if it's something
prostitute.
Yeah, if it's something like that, if it's something that actually has meaning to it, that actually has like some sentimental value or something like that, then absolutely. That means, you know, you like to express yourself, you take risk, you know what I'm saying, knowing that people gonna talk shit about it, you don't give a fuck about it, what nobody else says. It's a lot of shit. I'll be looking behind things like that, like different hairstyles. Like when girls got short hair, that means they don't give a fuck about it. When long hair bitch got nothing to say about them, they don't give a fuck about it. Nobody outside of this a society tell you supposed to have long hair. Fuck that. That means you got free spirit. Like it's I'd look behind why people would make decisions like that. And that shit, you know,
you know what they say about people who say they have free spirits. They be like, you just use that word to say you a hoe.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
You like free spirits.
I mean, you can do what you want.
I hate women who got just random tattoos. I don't like just the spaced out. You got a tattoo right here.
It's a cupcake.
Mm-hmm. One right
here.
I like
a
sleeve.
Feather and a
sleeve that bitch out.
A money
show him, Dre. Show him.
No, he wasn't talking about me. I got spaced out.
Period.
Now you sleeved up.
Yeah, you sleeved up. You good.
You purposely started because I see right there by
it's
the
just rib. Just start hurting without a reason.
You weren't going past that.
It's just start hurting.
That's when the gangster come in when you go past that.
Start hurting. Hell yeah.
Okay,
so what if you say, bruh?
Yeah.
I can't stand that shit. You know that. I can't stand that.
You can't stand? What if I told you, damn, bruh?
You my bitch?
It don't matter.
Nah. If we homies, yeah, that's
like cool.
Yeah.
You my girl.
I can't say, bruh.
Hell no, bruh. Nigga,
you can say it. Bro. You can say it, but that you gotta save that shit for when you mad at me or something.
Nah, yeah. I don't even
I'm not gonna lie. Bro. I have done it like, come on, bro. Like when we was arguing,
that's
right,
when you
bro.
Mad. Yeah, that's when. That's
and
when
it was
you
like,
mad.
Oh,
you
got.
Yeah,
to
you call me bro. That's I'm mad.
Yeah, we are mad. If I say bro to you and you my nigga, we
you taking
argue.
These shots though.
Yeah.
What?
Oh yeah, come on.
I got one more before we take the shot though.
Uh oh.
What about a sports bra?
Ooh,
what the fuck?
That's it. I don't know.
What if you wear a sports bra?
I don't know what that means.
Like, okay, if you're outside of the gym when we just at home kicking it, and I got a sports bra, that's
the best.
Oh, that's giving bull diggle.
That's what I'm saying.
See, T-Pain heart too big.
That's the
I
best.
I don't see a shallow.
Nah,
dick.
We on the couch. Heart. We got our legs crossed all around each other. I'm Al Bundy in this bitch. Like we chilling. What this shit? This ain't no. You got to be super lady like in the fucking house. We in the house.
She can have a sports bra on.
Let me tell you something. We in the house
on?
Had a sports bra on because I'm gonna have my drawers on from yesterday. I'm stank as fuck. I ain't gonna be tip top. Like, bitch, just relax.
And
put on your sweatpants. Take get your sweatpants.
I'm just saying, I only see sports bras on bull diggers.
He said it could give you a boob for me.
I'm good on
uniboob.
They do get
it looks like one boob when you have a sports bra.
But really?
I don't give and them shits.
All right, Shay.
And them shits.
She just snapped you.
And them shits is easier to get into.
I heard he.
You chilling, arm around your girl, sports bra, you just. Them regular bras, you got to go around fucking barbed wire and shit.
I'm saying you sleep in them?
I wear, I a lot. I wear a sports bra to the gym. Like
I'm saying, do you sleep in them?
Oh no, no.
But there are sports bra sets that are cute.
Y'all don't sleep naked?
I do.
I do sleep naked, but I say this, like, there's a cute, like, you know, they have the backless sports bras now. You wear them with some boy shorts.
And you chilling,
there's a way you got to do it.
If it's comfortable and you chilling. Chilling.
Yes, if you come,
I ain't gonna come out the room dressed for real.
But that is what the Bulldogs be wearing.
What about some chin hair?
I think all y'all got chin hair for real.
Yeah,
All y'all really got it.
Hell no!
How much you deal with?
I got one.
I plucked mine before I came.
Hey, look,
because we got company.
Why y'all got hurt on y'all chin?
Because everybody do.
Every man do, not no woman.
I'm telling you, they
I disagree. I think everybody got at least that one.
They got it. They either got the one, or is that fucking peach?
Am I crazy? What's going on?
Yeah, here? Because you don't stay around women long enough after you.
See, he made a point.
You lie.
You gotta start waking up with these bitches at some point, man.
If I get mine, you gotta go.
You got to stay after the makeup wipes and shit.
You might not have a lot, but let me tell you something. You might have one. My mama is 74 years old.
You the baby.
Well, I'm the only one. But my mama is 74 years old. She got one gray hair. They grow.
Don't do Barbara.
I'm saying.
She don't care if I tell her, because every time I
did you see say
her,
so to, you said so to Miss Barbara?
No. She said
you just let it ride?
No, she say something to me. Every time I see her, she be like, I've been letting it grow. Can you give me here? She give me the tweezers. She pop. Like, can you
gotta pop it off real quick.
You gotta get this.
And then it grow right back.
What?
She be like,
yeah, I can get you. I could do this all night.
Oh,
the point
God.
I'm making.
Women be having hairs on their
everybody.
Yes,
that's got to be some kind of y'all taking some kind of hormone pills or something.
No,
what are you talking about, man?
I don't know about this.
This is a natural women human thing, man.
PCOA. Yeah,
that's true. So they be having PCOA. You know, it's a lot.
Y'all got hurt. Y'all got hurt on y'all chest.
No, not on my.
No,
chest.
Not on the chest. But yeah, chest, I definitely chest. Grow like three.
Yeah,
on my chest.
I have one.
Yeah. You're saying it just like that right now. You're saying it
because it's a normal thing. That's a normal thing.
Say that to me right now.
I don't do that to him in public.
The way you're talking to my man, it's all wrong.
I'm still fine as fuck with my chinny chin chin.
Yo, boy, get your dog, bro.
I am weak.
I didn't know that for real. That's
yeah, no, that's a normal thing.
So you saying women I've dealt with got hair growing off their chin.
What happened?
So it's possible that women I've dealt with got hair growing off
their chin. Oh, yeah.
They pluck it before you come over.
Especially if you're there with any Italian girls.
I'm going to start looking in the sink.
Exactly.
Yeah, Italian girls.
Armenians.
Armenians.
Yep. They're really hairy.
Man, that's some Kim. That's some Kardashians.
Yeah. That's
why,
what
why
I
was that
laser.
The only Armenian family you know?
Because anything that ends in IAN, they Armenian. That's
what? Why that makes sense,
you didn't know
though.
That. You didn't know that, did you?
What?
In.
Who? Anton told me.
What happened?
You remember Anton?
Yes. What did he say?
When their last name is IAN,
oh my
that's
God.
That's how you know they're Armenian.
There's so many other
Armenians. You know IAN. What?
They didn't have a lot of Kyrgyz friends, and I know they beat.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I always said, like, everybody I know.
Think about it.
From chin hair to. I'm talking about. Oh my God. Come on, man.
That makes sense. People that have, like, if their last name is, like, ends with a ski, they're white people. Like, you're never going to see somebody.
Racial.
Laurent. If somebody's last name is Zabowski,
that's
white.
That's kind of it. It's kind of Skliski.
Yes, there be white. So I was agreeing with him.
But that's us with the AS.
What?
Williams.
Oh,
Thomas.
That. Well, I think it's not even AS. It's
my last
like,
name Williams. Hold up, now.
I know it is. Exactly.
How you know my last? What you mean? You know it
I
is?
Mean, why wouldn't it be?
Why wouldn't
that's
it be?
Good, quick, I'm gonna give you that.
Too dark to be named anything else.
It's either Williams or Jenkins. Pick one.
Williams Jenkins. Williams Jenkins, green or brown. Pick one.
We love a good color.
You want me to show you? You want me to show y'all racism?
Racism.
Watch this.
Racialism.
Man goes in the store, kills 20 people. Who was it? White or black?
White.
Racist.
Racist.
Racial.
I'm not gonna lie.
Racial.
Man, hey, hold on. Man walks in the store, buys $200 for $400 worth of food stamps. Who is it?
It's white. Like
a white man.
Black.
You said a white man did that?
She just said the opposite.
She's trying
to be opposite.
A man has to pay.
I'm trying to prove you wrong.
I got one. A man hasn't paid child support in 6 months. What is he?
Oh, that's so racist. Racist.
That's white.
Racist.
That's white.
That's white. White. Racist.
That's white.
You see, but I'm not going to lie. Sometimes,
you see it on cops all the time.
Sometimes racism be eating. Sometimes
sometimes racism eats?
Yes, because yeah, sometimes yeah. It be true.
Like what?
And that should be funny as hell.
It be true. Okay.
It should be funny as a mother.
it's called economics.
No, I don't want to press the button. That might press it too hard.
We didn't press the button.
The button already been pressed. Okay. The button had already been pressed.
If you see somebody and they're like, oh my gosh, I have lice.
Black people can't get lice though.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Like, it'd be certain things like, oh, they have a little different smell when it rains.
Football players? No? Okay. Hey,
man sitting at McDonald's waiting for the high school to get out.
I don't know.
I confuse you. Yeah, I'm trying to confuse you. I confused you, didn't I?
You're making it a little difficult.
Yeah, I'm making it difficult.
It's getting hard to figure out.
Because it's giving R. Kelly.
It is.
A woman has two toothbrushes. One is like really, really dirty and one is clean. You know. She's using one.
Edge control.
You know what I'm saying?
A woman has three baby daddies.
Ian? Is that a Kardashian?
That could be our.
That's what I said. It's getting confusing.
That's a lot. Because Chris got a few.
Hey.
She ate that.
Also, just regular thick white girl. Just as
not a pog.
Yeah, a pog. Not even a pog. I'm talking about thick filet. Thick filet. Yeah, that's just regular.
That's why I be saying sometimes, like, racism, it can get a little true.
It can get confusing, too.
What's the difference between racism and prejudice?
Prejudice is when, like, it doesn't involve race, like, their religion, you know, like, stuff like that. I feel like racism is about, like,
oh yeah,
the color of your skin. Prejudice is
a group of people.
Yeah, right? Racism is about your race.
I'm saying, would you date a white man?
I have before. What I now know.
You took him home to your mama? He met your mama?
Yeah, he did. But I was in high school. I tell people all the time, this pussy is for coloreds only. Okay? If you didn't drink from the water fountain that was on the other side, you can't fuck me. If you had to sit in the back of the bus, you my type of nigga.
Oh, man.
I don't want you if you sat in the front of the bus. I had to live and learn, though.
So you never dated a white woman?
I don't fucked a lot of them. I never dated none.
So you wouldn't let your mama meet them?
There's one particular.
I knew it. And he over there talking about
a liar.
Hey, let me tell you something.
You see how niggas lie?
I ain't lying. He should lie, but I tell the straight up truth.
I will say he
didn't
lie.
There's one particular one, boy.
What was it about her?
Oh man, what was it about her? 300 motherfucking million.
Somebody has something to do with it. Mama, we rich.
We rich. Nah.
It was the money. I told you.
Oh boy.
She was rich.
Nah.
They can't get pulled over together.
I just never dated a white woman. I ain't got nothing against them. I ain't opposed to it.
So you would have sex with one, you just wouldn't date one for real.
I had sex with several white women on the side of the tour bus, in the bathroom, behind the stage, side of the building.
Don't even be a freaky frog.
He don't even be talking to him.
Sex with people you've never talked to? Like, y'all never had like a conversation?
Yeah, them where to go behind the bus. That was a few sentences.
I'm a young nigga who had a lot of money at a young age in the streets.
Okay.
So I pretty much used to have my way. So when I went on tour, like, you got, first of all, I go on tour. This nigga's on top of the fucking world.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when we step on the tour bus, this shit just like they everywhere.
It's going down.
But he ain't thinking about it because he's so clouded and blinded.
Mm-hmm.
These motherfuckers, they can't tell us apart.
Oh.
So when he go fucking...
Sneaky.
Yeah, he wasn't doing that because, again, he wasn't talking to him.
Okay.
He didn't say that he was.
But he didn't say he wasn't.
Listen. One thing about me... Hey... One thing about me.
No.
I ain't got. Hey, listen.
Can you sing a song? I can't believe it.
He didn't have to say a word. No, he had to say a word.
The thing about it is I actually can't hold a note.
I know that's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
But hey, that's not what I had to do, though. Okay. I tell them my name and everything. They know what time it is. They just try to use that. A lot of girls were saying that just to say that. You feel me? Like,
right.
Yeah, I fuck T-Pain. They just saying that. Bitch, you know what it was when I put that javelin in you.
What if they was like, I fuck T-Pain? He was like, bitch, you fucked me.
Nah, I ain't got to say all that. I don't give a fuck.
I wish he would have. I wish he would have corrected it because they say it on Twitter. Oh. I'm on tour. My wife is at home. All she's saying is, my friend just fucked T-Pain.
Right.
And
you're like this. And they in the background like, I got a picture with him. And he like this.
They were chasing clout. They were chasing that meat at first.
That's what they get, though. That meat. You taught them hoes a lesson that
day. Nah, I wasn't a gym teacher. No. They know exactly what was going on. They know I'm not T-Pain.
Right. Come on, man. They were trying.
They was trying.
That man got on 14 motherfucking diamond bust down chain. You know that's not me.
It's that big ass chain.
Yeah, that ain't me. They know what's going on when they hit the side of the building.
In the building.
Outside.
Oh, so speaking of this, now it's time to get into the bed.
Ow.
The bed.
Bow.
The bed.
Bow.
Bow.
Bow. Bow. Bow. Bow. Bow.
Okay, legs. Bring
it out. Get inside the what when I'm lost?
The bed.
We
the bed.
B-E-D?
The bed.
The bed.
The
bed.
Bow.
Bow.
The bed.
Bow. Bow. Bow.
The bed. The bed.
Where it goes down at?
You know, this is where it goes down at. Okay, so I was listening to a song the other day, and this nigga was rapping. I was like, oh yeah, like I'm jamming. I'm like, okay, I like this. And then he said something like, he was like, this dick ain't free.
Oh.
And I was like,
definitely ain't. Pussy free?
Not
turning. Because I think that is like how we were talking about things that are unladylike. I think as a man, why are you saying this dick ain't free?
That is because, you know why?
What?
Because women tend to think, most people tend to think that that pussy is equivalent to money. Is that not true?
But there's a reason behind that.
What's the reason?
Because if you're courting me and you're chasing after me, you don't see a woman and you be like, man, I bet she has a good soul. You're like, she's attractive.
Y'all don't say the same thing?
Huh?
Is that a real thing? Do y'all do that?
What?
No, she's talking about a man.
No, I'm saying
when y'all see a man, do y'all?
Yes, women
not. I mean, sometimes men are fine. I'll be like, damn, he really fine. But
no, that's not what we're saying. Don't switch it.
Saying, would you do?
When you look up, I know you know what I'm talking about.
I would fuck him, or do you say?
Yeah,
I bet. All right,
yeah. Say that. Don't say he's fine. Say I would fuck him. Yeah,
but it's different for a man or a woman. When a man is like, if you want a woman, like you're looking at her, you be like, I want a hit. Mm-hmm. But in order to hit, a lot of times you have to take her on a date. You have to court her. So that's why people say pussy is equivalent to money, because you're going to have to spend money to get to know a woman.
See, how my mind think is dick is equivalent to pussy.
Mm, why?
That's how my mind think.
But it's
get,
not,
you
though.
You get yours, I get mine. That's even exchange.
I mean, it's a cool group.
Not
both,
money.
Both, it's
my
cool
my
group.
Money doesn't, is not equivalent to your pussy.
But
that's called, we have a word for that where I come from. You know what it's called?
What?
Prostitution.
It's not prostitution, though. If you slide in my DMs and
I was so ready for the word.
Now, the only reason I disagree that.
Like,
come on, come on.
I got a stomach.
Disagree.
Yeah.
That pussy disagree.
Don't disagree now.
That's a word. The pussy do not agree.
Disagree.
I disagree. I disagree.
And she actually did say that. That's crazy.
Because I agree. But I said it's a queef, too.
I said it's a queen, not it's a queef. Like,
it all sounds the same.
What is going on? This a queef? You.
I done stopped fucking because of that before.
Like, it's a queef.
I don't know what's going on when that pussy stopped. Hey.
When it start queefing.
Hey, man.
I was like, hey, what's going on here?
We beefing.
Hey, what? Hey.
Do we have a problem?
It's a vacuum, man. You got to.
Hey,
man.
Okay. But go ahead. What's your point, Drea?
Bitch, I love the fucking. Okay. I feel.
I got him bewildered, fam. Flabbergasted.
Oh, God.
Go ahead. So you disagree because.
I'm saying pussies don't equal money. I'm saying dick is equivalent to pussy.
I feel like I disagree because people try to say that it's the same thing, but like if it was the same thing, then like men wouldn't feel like, oh, I could fuck however many bitches and it's okay. And then if a woman fucks a certain amount of men,
says who?
And that's not that's what society says. So it's like pussy and dick is not held on the same pedestal because y'all could do whatever y'all want and bitches is still gonna wanna fuck with y'all and they still supposed to wanna accept y'all. But if a woman has fucked a certain amount of niggas and did whatever, then she ran through her pussy not as valuable. So I feel like that's why people hold it.
Saying if a woman has a lot of sex, you know, with a lot of dudes, and she's known as a whore, free, or slut, right, or a free spirit, or whatever. If a dude does the same thing, then he's gay.
He's not a whore.
Yeah.
What do y'all get from the fact that anybody can do that.
So you got to free your mind, baby. That's what
I'm not free.
Society says.
I'm saying what society says.
Okay, that's not free thinking.
But my thing is,
because I don't think that way.
If a man approaches me, how else are we going to get to know each other? We're probably going to go out to dinner.
Ooh.
XYZ. Even if I hit on a man. If I walk up to you or something, I might buy you a little drink. Or, you know, if I invite you out, if I say, you know what, I want to get to know Young Cad. Hey, let's go to happy hour. You may pay for it, but if I am inviting you out because I'm hitting on you, I'm going to pay for that date.
I would never allow a woman to do that.
I know you wouldn't, but, you know, in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm prepared to pay for this date. So I feel like if you're courting somebody and you're chasing them, that's what they mean. So most of the time, men are approaching women.
That's not dry prostitution. That's how everything works.
That's how everything works.
Because guess what? It's just like this. Say this. Say you fucking with a nigga and he be breaking you off every now and then.
Right.
When he stopped breaking you off, then all of a sudden that pussy stopped working.
Working.
Hold on.
Working is funny.
Is that not a thing? Have y'all never seen that, or what, am I going crazy?
No, you're not going crazy. I think it depends on what the situation was off top, though. If a man approaches a woman like, oh, I'm going to take care of you, I'm going to pay your rent, and da-da-da, and all of a sudden that's not, of course the pussy going to stop.
Yeah.
But now, if we're getting to know each other and we're in a relationship and you may not got it right now, that has nothing to do with, like, we're in love, we're a couple. That's different.
And even if you're not a couple, that's just how everything works. Even a business meeting, if I meet somebody that fucking dude... software engineering out at the fucking club. And he's like, hey, man, if you need software, oh, yeah, I do, man. Let's go have lunch so we can start this business trans. Mm-hmm. Cool, I'm going to pay for the lunch because I'm trying to see what's going on, and then we're going to start this business. But you know what I'm saying? The next time if he offered it, like, hey, man, I appreciate you giving me a job. Man, let me take you to lunch one day. Mm-hmm. Like, it's you know, it's a mutual thing, but it's not like...
I'm talking about bitches charging for pussy.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like courtship is different from... You're fucking for money.
let me say this though. I'm not opposed to that. I'm not opposed to tricking because I've done that several times in my life.
I love to do it.
Actually,
understatement of the century.
Yeah, well, several times because I just don't like all the bullshit.
Right.
At the end of the day, but you got to look at it from a man perspective. Like if I can skip all the bullshit. The $100 dinner, then we went to the movie, then we went to whatever, all that, and I done just spent like $300, and I can just give you $150 to fuck you.
That's tricking?
Yeah, that's tricking.
To some women, when
I exchange money for pussy, that's called tricking.
$150 is crazy, though. You didn't have to throw that out.
That's why I said it.
It's less than that.
Ooh. I mean, that's...
I thought it like the price...
You don't remember, do you not remember Bike Page?
I've never sold pussy, so no, I don't.
Yeah,
I'm saying you know a bike page.
Like $150 in a lot of situations.
Yeah, I know it is.
People used to have mad fake profiles.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they were fucking you all night long. You didn't even know it.
Not me.
Not you, but your picture. They thought they were fucking you.
$150 can change a lot of people's lifestyles.
But, that's, I mean, not in
2024. That used to be the going rate. It really can. That's my really can. I don't know where other places was going with.
Okay, but how y'all feel about the phrase, this dick ain't free? How do y'all feel about that?
I don't think,
I just feel like it's a man.
I don't think it's a monetary
male empowerment.
I don't think it's a monetary value or anything like that. I don't think any sex.
The first thing a woman said on a song is this pussy ain't free. Fucker, you gotta pay me all this shit. Exactly. Now when a nigga said, now it's a problem.
Exactly.
My thing is.
Okay, so you want a woman opening your car door for you?
That what I got to do with fucking?
It's the same. But I'm saying, I mean, I believe in gender roles.
I should be baller as fuck. I ain't gonna lie to you. I come out the club with a motherfucking mank on, bitch. Open my door, bitch. Hell yeah.
That's called pimping.
But maybe free means
treatment. Open door, bitch.
Maybe free means treatment. Like how treatment? A woman treats you. Like this.
That's what I'm saying. Free. It's not monetary.
You got to rise to a certain occasion.
It's not a monetary. It's not necessarily monetary value. Just like
you ever pay for some dick?
No.
Just look like when people say pussy ain't free.
You said you took that nigga out to get him a drink.
No, I said, for example, I have never asked a man on a date.
But here's what I'm saying.
No, I'm not saying yes say, on a date. Why would you not? You wouldn't take your nigga out on a date?
Yeah, I would.
Or a nigga you like just
date? Yeah,
you
never asked a man on a date. You tricking. Never asked a man on a date.
That's tricking.
That's crazy. What? To ask a man on a date?
No, to take a man on a date, you pay for it.
No, Lex, I said why I feel like you pay for it. Give it a nigga money and I get your money back. That's pain.
Oh, yeah, but it was somebody I was dating.
Yeah.
But tricking. I was young. Oh, we already talked about that with Kirko.
But it ain't always got to be a monetary value. It ain't always got to be a monetary value. When we say pussy.
Women
ain't free,
it does.
Just like an old head to tell you, you may not give her money, but you're going to pay for that pussy in some kind of way. That's what I'm saying. So if you say this dick ain't free, you ain't got to give me money.
But you got to
something going to happen.
When you get up and go and make that sandwich.
Nah, when you go to work.
But I feel like
when you go to work, I need the car for the rest of the day.
Ooh.
I'm bringing it back empty.
Y'all used to be taking people's car when they was at work.
God,
I ain't gonna lie. I did that before. I used to bring my baby mama car back on E from a long day of cheating. Oh man.
A long day of cheating is crazy.
That was a bad guy. I wasn't shit, I ain't gonna lie. I can be real with it and tell you that.
Oh my God.
With my chin up, I wasn't shit.
And you was happy about it.
I wasn't happy about it. It's just the life I was living at some point. Cause you know, like where I come from, like so you know, the drought, sometimes it might hit and you know, a drug dealer life go up and down.
Big time.
And so shit, you know, well, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Okay.
Just go out.
I guess that's a fair assessment.
So y'all, I want to play a game.
What we finna play, Drea?
Oh, shit. We ain't even took the shots yet. Y'all.
That's why we about to play a game.
So I do have a new song coming out called Shot Checks.
What is that? Bring me one of those because I don't want to look like
this
bitch.
Shit hit five.
So I want to play a game, y'all. We going to play Concentration.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck.
The word is booty.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not familiar with that game, so how'd it go?
So basically, you just have to think of a word. You have 5 seconds. So, like, I'm going to say a word, and then you got to think of a word. Like, if I say booty, you got to think of a word that's, like, synonymous with booty. Then she got to think of one, and he got to think of one. If it take you longer than 5 seconds, you got to take a shot.
Okay. Cool. I like that.
So let's play.
Okay. What's the order?
So we're
Let's do counterclockwise. So I'll start first. So the word is booty. So I said booty.
Ass.
Dump truck.
Drop.
Badonkadonk.
Caboose.
That mule.
No, bitch, a mule is not a booty.
That mule.
It is.
It is, because it's...
Is it?
Because another word for mule is ass.
That donkey.
Donkey. Ass. See? Mule. Jackass. It's a lot going on there.
Is it see? On
it's you.
Cheeks.
Bang.
Clap factory.
Mm-hmm. Shot.
You could have said clappers. You could have said clappers.
I'm getting nervous.
So maybe we should have went this way. Clappers.
Okay. Let me have. Y'all, it's hard.
Yeah. It is.
So I got to start the word?
So now it's T-Pain's turn. He got to start.
Oh.
Well.
He's gonna go right. Well, I thought it'd go to me.
Okay.
Well, I thought we was doing counterclockwise.
Yeah, she missed it.
Yeah, I missed, so it's his turn, technically.
No, but we gotta start over. Now it's a new word.
I know. I start with a new word.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. I thought I start with a new word.
Well, it don't have to be booty. It could just be anything. Okay.
A new word.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, you had asked me how you play, so I'm sorry.
Because if he,
I was just trying to make sure I explained it. Because
if you do it and she don't get it again, she right back to
right,
me.
Right, back.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
If Ty got a head of shots ready.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, I'm ready.
Right. What's next? What's the word now?
Sex.
Intercourse.
The horizontal poker.
Bumping uglies.
Making love.
Getting it in.
Knocking Boots.
Oh my God, you took mine.
I'm from Houston.
The horizontal mambo.
Falking.
Poking it.
Touching stuff.
Chopstick.
Y'all moving too fast.
Hey man, you gotta be sharp.
You could have said freaking.
Oh no.
I got you. I wish we was.
You don't have her.
You don't got me. Try him. You're supposed to tell me.
This not a game where we can, like, tag team.
One more shot.
And guess whose turn it is again?
It's your turn
again.
No, it's my turn.
Hell. She lost.
I lost, so he got to start again with another word.
How you love that?
Three shots.
But I thought we was just going a step of you.
We are. I'm going to start goes back to him.
The person who loses goes to the next person.
Yeah. It don't matter.
If Payne would have lost, it would be.
I don't care.
But so now it's a new topic, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose anyway.
Of course.
Yeah, you finna lose again real quick with this.
We're good at this.
We gonna do four rounds.
No, we fucking not.
We are.
Three shots, you out. It's gonna be scary. Yeah.
Three shots, you out.
Yeah. Wait, what number I'm on?
Two.
Two. You're two. Yeah, that's over.
Y'all ready?
And you gotta take it.
You take it. That's a new one.
Yeah.
Take it down.
Wait, is that the one?
Yeah.
But
I lost the first one and I lost the second one, so this is my second one.
Okay, I thought you took the second one already.
What you doing? You trying to some kind of way dilute the shot?
No, I'm taking a chaser.
Oh, okay. Well, dilute.
Right. This
what is that?
Yeah. We wanted to be
I'm
all
nervous,
in.
I'm nervous, Cash. What's about to be the next topic?
We like it raw. You try to use a protection.
See, I told you he'd be cutting up. I knew what he... What raw. I told you when he sat down.
You did.
I pointed it out.
Like
okay,
it raw.
Cash, come on.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Anal.
Booty bumping.
Hello.
Going in the deep yonder.
That real? Are we going with that?
Yes.
Shit diving.
Ooh, that shitty shit.
Tongue punching the fart box.
The black hole.
Come on, Cash. You gotta say something. He ain't got nothing.
You gotta take a shot. You gotta take a shot.
The motherfucking shot. Cheers to the black hole.
I knew what mine was about to be.
That's not a word.
Bitch, it don't matter. I said something.
I'm not going to lie. I'm surprised y'all let me get away with going to the deep yonder.
Oh, boy.
You had an answer, though. I said that shitty shit. I think as long as you got an answer.
It made too much sense.
They'll let you.
So you better go.
It's on you. New topic.
So I got to start again.
This is the last round because I'm not taking no more shots.
Woo. It's about to happen.
Woo.
We going to do head. This sloppy toppy.
Oh, my God.
De-assing.
That master's degree.
Power mouth.
That big mouth.
Throat bully.
Superhead.
Skullduggery.
Oh, y'all know too much.
Skullduggery is crazy. That wet.
Ooh.
Shot. Crack a mouth Dundee.
What?
Crack a mouth Dundee.
What did he say? What?
Crack a mouth Dundee.
Crack a mouth Dundee.
No.
Oh, now that's good. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Deep Throat McGee.
Mm. What?
I went to a white school.
I like
now.
That.
Deep Throat McGee.
Okay, like now.
That. Throat Goat.
Ooh.
That mushy gushy.
What? No.
Now, that's
I
pussy.
Not going to get away with this
that's
too
pussy.
Much.
Mushy. No, I didn't say ushy. Mushy.
Nah.
Drea, I didn't cheat.
You trying to make it work. Oh, I ain't going with
that. Y'all hating. Y'all mad.
Okay.
Two-handed cock twister.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tornado mouth.
Okay. What you got?
Slop top.
That got 3000.
Ooh. Yeah. Long John Giver.
Mm-hmm. That scream mask.
What
is that?
Yo, come on, man. I don't want to take another
that
one.
Superhead.
I already said Superhead.
I was there already.
I did.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What's the ruling on that? We have made a rule.
Yep, that's it.
Three, it's two. All right. Well, Drea and T-Pain won the game.
Shout out to all the darkies out there.
You said Superhead for real?
I did say champion.
Let me see one more of these.
let me check one of them out.
Supply. We got it. Oh, there it is. Come on. You see that, baby? Yeah.
All right. So I do.
Pan. Come on.
I do have a question, though, before we move on. If y'all had to have, like, a big booty Mount Rushmore.
Oh, man.
Who would be on it? Who, like, y'all top four?
You want to go first, Pan?
Big booty Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
Porn stars you can use, too, or no?
Anybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Iggy.
Who is that? Iggy Azalea?
Oh, not you starting out with a white.
I'm not even from here.
I'm not even from here.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Iggy Azalea. Shout out to Playboy.
I'm going to take mine just to be a team player.
Yeah, go ahead, Drea.
My wife.
Okay, I didn't want to be disrespectful.
Nah.
When she walked back, I said, I see why he was singing.
That nigga was in that booth singing.
And she was sitting right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
My wife.
Yeah.
What's the girl who just got snubbed from Color Purple? The new one. Danielle, what's her name?
Oh.
Who?
Danielle Brooks. I always want to call her Danielle Brown.
She got what?
She got them cheeks.
Who are you talking about?
Danielle Brooks.
Well, I'm saying, what is she doing in Color Purple?
She was silly.
I thought that was Fantasia.
Have you ever seen Orange is the New Black? She was in Orange is the New Black.
Yeah,
Orange is the New Black.
You ain't talking about Seeley. You talking about Miss
Sophia. Same thing.
Yeah, same person.
You talking about Oprah.
Okay. Still got the new cheeks, though.
Speaking of. It's 4 o'clock. Oprah in there. How many people on Mount Rushmore?
That four?
What time is it?
Four.
It's five, right?
No, it's four.
It's four. That's why I said the four.
There you go.
See, y'all gonna think mine is weird, but it's
who's
real.
Yours?
Wait, he got one more though, don't you?
He said four.
Said four.
Okay, who's your four?
So one is remember the girl on Baby Boy, the one he was about to cheat on. He was about to cheat with the girl with the braid.
The girl, what you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Girl, what you doing?
You know what she's doing, nigga.
You know what she's doing. Come on, man.
I don't know what her name is, but
that one.
Fucker.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker.
Diana Ross' daughter.
Tracy Ellis. Oh, you fat. Yeah. Oh, you ate.
Yeah.
You good. Ate down.
That was solid.
Okay.
That's a good one.
The lady in Coming to America, Lisa McDowell.
Ooh.
Okay. I gotta go back and watch this.
Yeah.
The
I'm too young.
Well, I seen it, but I just never right? I didn't never Lisa think McDowell. That booty was
I mean,
booty.
The dark one was,
how come she always gets the good ones?
The dark one was
oh, the dark skin one.
Not the dark skin one. Lisa McDowell.
Okay.
Man,
okay.
The dark one was
you hit the jackpot, Lisa.
The dark one was a champion.
Yeah. Mm. And number four, it's gonna be a three-headed stone. All my baby mamas.
Oh, so all your... How many baby mamas you got?
Three, and they all bad.
They all...
I believe you, but I'm like, okay.
They all in the rock, all Mount Rushmore.
They got that... Don't drop that thumb.
Yes, Lord.
Like that.
Okay.
Drea, what's in your four?
Ooh. My four... It's going to have to be...
Oh, man, I forgot one.
Too late.
Go ahead. No, you can name an extra one.
Serena Williams, when she used to wear the cat suit, Serena Williams. Not the what she got going on. I don't know what's going on now.
No, she still got that ass.
It ain't falling like it was falling back then with the cat suit, Serena Williams.
She got different.
Google it.
She got a different stylist. That's all it is.
You know what's
funny? She got her nose done and she got her ass a little flat. No, she didn't want all that ass. Because she got a white man.
You know what's funny? I was going to say that. I was going to say Serena.
Serena, okay.
I was going to say New Sierra.
Ooh.
New Sierra.
Russell been putting it down.
He don't know what to do with it. I know he don't know what to do with it.
Doing something.
Every time I see Sierra, she pregnant. He knows what to do with it.
Yeah.
Anybody want to call Russell a square
and this and that. Oh, he know what the fuck he doing. That's why she...
Man's is respect.
Sierra is thick, fine, and glowing. That was a good one, because that ass is sitting.
Buffy the Body.
Ooh, that was on mine. Oh, well, because like our Buffy the Body is original fat ass.
I'm thinking about like when I seen ATL. Y'all remember ATL the movie? Mm-hmm, and then she was a big booty Judy.
Yeah,
that ass I'm
a
crazy.
Sucker, I'm a sucker for a dark skin girl. Sucker for it.
Big booty that was on my list. Mm-hmm. That was on my list. For it too. That you named four?
I named three.
That's three.
Who else?
Two.
Me.
Period. That's all I was gonna say.
You love
that. So I want to start off the list. Like I said, me. One thing I say about me, I got the best BBL in history.
Okay.
Niggas still be like, oh my God. Yeah.
Niggas be on you, huh?
Period. I got the best BBL in history.
Niggas be on you, ain't
them. So one, yeah. Two, Melissa Ford. Body still crazy.
She still, I
body like still fire. And when we talk about body, when I look at her body.
I had in Tallahassee one time, boy.
I know. Huh? You told me.
You said what?
Had on the ropes in Tallahassee back in the day at Baja's. Okay. Baja's.
Ooh, Melissa.
Melissa.
I ain't get it though. I was trying hard. I offered all the types of money in the world.
Okay. But Melissa 10, body.
15,000. She wasn't going.
Period. Queen.
Getting more than that at that time, right?
But I will say, Melissa Ford's body is still like, we filmed with them like last year sometime. Mm-hmm. Body's still teeth.
Still curved up like that?
Still curved up. Still. I was like.
Hold on. What about that girl in Big Boy video? I like the way. The one girl.
It's the back.
Oh, yeah.
She's from out here.
Wait, no.
Toy? Toy something?
I don't know.
She had that big dumb ass.
Anyway, that was my two, Melissa Ford. Cherokee. Number three.
Yeah.
I like Diaz?
Who? Yes, Cherokee.
Not
Cherokee.
Diaz.
Ooh, that was a good one. Yeah. Cherokee.
That's the only one.
I'm going to add a little new school in here. Ari.
Who?
Lennox?
No. Oh. Ari. G.
What happened? Oh, you talking about
G Herbo baby mama. Money bag yo girlfriend. That ass, when I say it moved like water. People always debate if it's real or fake. I don't care. The ass looks good.
She got that
ratio. When we was talking, that ratio.
Yeah.
That waistline so fire.
Give me some.
Hey.
Bam.
That's a fire.
Should I do this or I'm going to end up on the floor in the bathroom? Like,
no, I'm going to take a shot with you.
Yeah.
But before you get too drunk, I want to know how y'all met. Because I feel like we didn't ask y'all that.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah, come Hell on. No. Give us a story.
How did you niggas meet?
He don't remember.
How did y'all become friends?
He don't remember.
Oh, my God. How can you say I don't remember, bro?
He tells a lie every time this comes
okay,
up.
Okay, can you tell the story?
I can tell it perfectly.
Tell it.
Vividly.
How old were y'all, first of all?
I'm going to sit.
I don't know when sprung came. No,
vividly. Oh, like it was yesterday.
Vividly.
How old were y'all? Oh, damn.
You got me doing it.
You got me.
Oh, he was just a young pup.
Pedraia.
Yeah, I was young as shit. I was,
She ready to sing.
I was bawling.
That's my song.
That's all I know. All I know is I was bawling.
He don't remember how old he was.
He was, you had to be 18 or 19, right?
I was turning 17.
Aww.
No fucking way, nigga.
Who older?
I'm older.
Yeah, he's
older. Okay.
Everybody, I don't know why everybody was. Everybody think this nigga older than me. This nigga's not older than me.
I think because
you keep cutting all the hair off your fucking face.
Yeah,
I can't. It don't grow. What you want me to do?
Well, I think
just
this. People always think that T-Pain is older than what he is because he was ahead of his time.
Yeah,
and the things that you were.
No,
he did so many things at a young age.
I'm gonna tell you what the real is.
What
the real deal is that he was the first nigga that had an R&B song. That gangster niggas can vibe to.
Oh.
He put that 808 in an R&B song, and that was never done like that.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You feel me?
I agree.
So, niggas be going around the hood, doom, 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 mm-hmm. doom, 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 but that I'm sprung. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time ever.
They did.
So, that's what changed the game. And then, you know, the auto-tune, of course. So, that changed the whole game. But that's how we met. He thinks it's on another song. He's crazy.
What was the song? What was it?
Sprung was the song that I made this nigga on.
Okay.
I had a radio interview in Tallahassee.
Okay.
They played I'm Sprung on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, who is this nigga? They said, that's the nigga from Nappy Heads. I said, oh, Robbery Nappy Heads? FLA Nappy Heads? It's like, yeah. They said, it's the youngest nigga. They all brothers. You know what I'm saying? They all got the same daddy. This is what they was telling me. I said, who did the beat? They said, the youngest nigga did the beat. Nigga named T-Pain. I said, tell the nigga how much you want for the beats. They said, $50. I said, tell the nigga to come up here right now. I want 100 of them.
I'm crying.
The nigga did have a lot of money. It was ridiculous.
I can't.
So you You had two baddies. Your wife was taking money.
Here she go with the ATL shit.
You was spread. You was trying to do whatever you had to do to make it.
Oh, man.
I'm a real gangster, baby.
That's why he was singing so hard. Cash flow. That's why you were singing so hard.
He got to make it. He got a wide awakening.
Okay. Yeah.
No. He got a rude awakening.
So you had the money first.
$200,000. My thing was, I used to always go to Tallahassee and party. I used to bring 15, 20,000 with 10 niggas.
I love this.
We finna ball.
Yeah. Right.
At the Moon every Wednesday.
What's the Moon? Was that a strip club?
No, it's the biggest club in Tallahassee that everybody knows about.
It was the biggest club in Tallahassee.
Yeah, I guess it don't fell off now or whatever. But.
They didn't fall off. They had stuff like Chubby's came in and stuff. You know,
but the Moon, everybody, if you know about Tallahassee, Florida in the 2000 to whatever, the Moon was the shit.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
It still is.
But so what I used to do.
Not pain. Why
are
you lying like this?
No. It's just a discrepancy because he just don't remember the song. He think it was another song, but I'm telling him it was I'm Sprung.
Yeah.
Ooh. When we met, I didn't have I'm Sprung yet.
This man is crazy. They was playing it on the fucking radio. Felicia Fox was playing this on the radio.
So you said that y'all met before
I'm Sprung.
No. Let him finish.
We met before. The only reason I was able to record I'm Sprung is from the money he gave me for the shit that I did. For
that's all. It's fairy tale.
Okay.
So let him finish when...
The Sprung song was like, because they came to the race, I said, call the nigga right now. If he's selling the beats for $50, I want 100 of them.
Okay.
So I went, he came up to the studio, I followed him back to his house. This I know it because when I heard that auto-tune shit, I said, dog, let me sing on this shit. So I'm singing on this shit for like fucking 30, 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. Just singing on this with auto-tune because it was just dope to me.
Yeah.
I had a lot of auto-tune songs before I'm Sprung.
Well, I didn't know that. I'm just going by what I heard at the radio station that day.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, man, I'm here. So I picked three beats, and I tried to give him $50 a beat. He was like, nah, it's not $50. They're $500. I said, what?
He was taxing. That's taxing.
No, but he probably was charging. But they told me at the radio station he charged $50. Van, Three of the Player.
I did draw Three of the Player $50 for his beat.
He told me that.
It was fucking Three of the Player, and I'm like, you don't.
Yeah,
who? It was who?
Three of the Player.
69 Boys.
Yeah.
Tootsie Roll.
Oh.
Tootsie Roll.
So that was something. Mm-hmm. I get it. But see, this is the thing. When you charge somebody not as much, they're not supposed to tell.
They're not supposed to tell.
No, but the thing was, you see how I pulled up. I'm in a H2 Hummer.
Ooh.
Lamborghini door.
First nigga with Lamborghini doors on the H2 Hummer. I'm like 23 years
old. You know what song I'm talking about.
That shit.
He said the first one.
Yeah, I got a pocket full. I'm the first nigga with Lamborghini doors on the Hummer. And I got a pocket full of that shit. So he seen that. I used to fuck off.
That wasn't why.
Shit.
I believe him on that part.
Because you was a baddie.
That nigga seen him 24 from a mile away.
You could peep who had money.
Yeah, of course it could.
You big. Anybody, you knew. He was like,
Ray, I ain't being a baddie.
Ray Charles
said nigga
had. The lowest I had been charging for beat was $200. And that was for my niggas. That was only because I knew.
Well, yeah, Van, you know, 69 boy, so he probably did do him a deal. So that's why he told me $50. So when I got his house, I put out 100. I grabbed a wad.
Not the
Wad. I pulled out $150.
That's why you young cash.
Better know it.
Wad.
I get to make $150.
Wad bigger than a waist is willing to fucking touch.
Yeah.
That nigga said.
You pull a wad out your fucking pocket that big, but won't touch a woman.
Hey, that nigga said. Uh-huh. That nigga said, nah, $500 a bit. I said, nigga, they just told me it was $50. He said, man, they be hating over me. They don't want me to get money.
Why is that my voice? What's going on with that?
He said, yeah, man.
What the fuck was that?
Oh my god.
They don't want me to eat out here, man.
I said, you know what? I feel your pain because in Duval County, they've been the same way. So I gave him $1,000 a beat and gave him $3,000.
Ooh.
That's how we met. I don't know why he could get this other. I don't know what other song.
Now you know what you done did now. The girl's finna be in your DMs right now. You know
that. You can jump on them, but get what? I don't got nothing for him now but dick.
Oh, never mind.
Raw.
Just like that. That unsend message.
Raw.
Not that y'all heard it.
Listen, I'm telling you. R-A-W-L.
Raw?
Raw. Raw with an L.
Oh, my God. So, T-Pain, what's your version?
It was just a different song. It was a different song.
I don't know what.
Okay.
I don't understand how you don't know what's.
Because I had Time to Make Love on the radio.
He did not have none of that shit on the radio.
What? Felicia Fox was the only one playing.
Felicia Fox and Van have confirmed this, by the way.
They don't,
wow. You got to realize, when you a celebrity like this nigga done did
it. He met a lot of people.
Why would he remember that?
To confirm this shit.
This is what I'm trying to tell him. Why would he remember that? I'm the nigga that will remember everything because I'm not a nigga who meets celebrities.
He does these extra parts to make it seem real.
Oh, he does these. Lay it on thick.
So, it was another song. It was a different song. And the only reason I was able to record I'm Sprung and keep the fucking, because the money he gave me, my dad took it from me.
He definitely did
and
that.
And paid all the bills in the house to keep the lights on.
I believe
that.
That's a fact. But it doesn't matter what the song was.
Why would you need, he had a studio in his house. He took me there. Why would he need that to record that?
It was generator. It was running off a generator.
Off a generator, it was. Mm.
My studio was running off of a generator around the backyard when he came to my house.
Okay.
We was getting noise complaints. We couldn't keep the generator on at a certain time. We had to turn it off when we saw the police coming down the road. Mm-hmm. It was
a
window.
You tell certain facts.
It was a window in my room pointing towards the fucking street. When we saw the police coming, we turned the generator off.
Oh.
And when they passed by back. Turn that bitch out, nigga. So, but I mean, look, he did help. He helped me.
The only reason why I know it for a fact it was on Sprung because we played it. Me and the niggas who I was with, we played that shit for two. It's 2 hours a year from Tallahassee to Jacksonville.
Yeah, I played the whole way back.
It's 2 hours straight.
Here's how I know it when I'm Sprung. Because I wrote I'm Sprung for Akon.
He keeps saying that, but I don't. That's not.
I wrote I'm Sprung for Akon. When we met, I didn't know Akon.
Ooh, he ate you up on that one.
So that was that.
Guess what? It's not Thanksgiving, baby.
Well, I know that's right.
Not eating.
He won't let it go. Right. He won't let it go because it's the verse.
I don't know. Because honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I meet a lot of people. Sometimes it'd be a celebrity that I met, and I've introduced myself 30 times. Now you feel my pain. When I was working in the club, I introduced myself to Slim Thug 40 times. He'd be like, oh, nice to meet you. He'll be like, damn.
Were you changing your hair? Niggas, you turned.
But what I'm saying is, I'm saying he might be right because you meet a lot of people.
That's what I'm trying to tell him. He got so many.
I'm just saying the timeline is impossible because I literally wrote I'm Sprung for Akon.
Okay.
And when I took it to Akon,
I'm hearing his song playing.
When I took it to Akon, he said, we don't make songs for girls.
And Akon?
And that's how.
You got 50 wives. How dare you?
But that's how I end up putting the Sprung out because I was like, if you ain't going to take it, then I'll put it out. And I said, fuck it. And I gave it to Felicia Fox that night.
Okay, well, that's cool.
But we knew each other already.
If you did that, that's cool. If you did that, but then I'm telling you, I came after that. That's all I'm saying.
We knew each other already.
No, we did not.
But it hit off into a beautiful.
I got signed to Akon. Akon signed me like right after.
You and Akon still friends?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
He's headlining my festival.
I like that.
Yeah, so. Akon signed me right after that. He got signed to Universal.
That's another description. See? Now we going wrong again.
Oh, y'all don't have no one thing. I knew our story, right? But go ahead.
What's the other one? SRC?
SRC?
That same thing.
Universal wanted to sign me.
Not Universal.
I said, look, yes, Universal.
No, I'm saying SRC, but me and you got signed to Akon. I got signed to Akon, you got signed to SRC.
No, but that was after because remember, Universal didn't give you the deal.
No, I'm saying Akon.
That was after, though. Remember, I took you and me to L.A.
Yeah.
You and TJ.
But this was off of I'm Sprung. So we already knew each other.
Yes, correct. But I'm saying off of that song, I told him, I said, look, my homeboy got a song, I'm Sprung, is killing in Florida. Mm-hmm. They did their research. They said, okay, we'll fly him out, too. They was already flying me out to give me a deal.
Mm-hmm. So you had the motion. I had motion.
Yeah, I had plenty of motion. But I didn't have no hit song. I just had motion. He had a hit song already, so I told them about that. So they flew both of us out there.
Okay.
They signed me. They didn't sign him. Because he had TJ with him. TJ like, I want $1 million.
Who is TJ? Like,
TJ DJ. You know what it is. And I sound just TJ like a donor.
I was like, spot on TJ.
Spot on.
Are you and TJ still friends?
Nah.
Damn, TJ.
I mean, we cool, but...
When they wanted to sign him, did you cry?
No, he went to
five other different labels because the song was bubbling.
They didn't understand it.
They didn't get it. They didn't understand.
Yeah.
Like nobody really got it because how you look back then and all that shit, they just didn't get it. They didn't understand. They didn't know his talent. They just heard a song. They were like, they didn't know the nigga was a writer, producer. He's doing all this shit. They didn't know that. So they signed me, young, fly, flashy nigga.
Okay. Ooh,
all
right. You better.
You feel me? I'm just keeping it all the way gangster.
Jesus Christ.
But guess what though? Guess what? Right after that, when we got back to Florida. Akon signed him immediately as a writer. You feel me? So that's how that went.
so now on. It's time to get into the bob.
Oh.
The bob.
Hey.
The bob. Bob.
Woo.
All right. So
I love the beatboxing.
So the bob is basically whatever you've been listening to this week. So Lex, what you been listening to?
It's on here. So my bop of the week is a song by Tosh. It's called Therapist. When I tell y'all, I love people who have just like a different perspective to songwriting and a different tone and a different voice. And like I said, y'all send me music all the time. I'm an R&B girl. I am like...
Girl the fuck.
Yeah, so it's just like when somebody sent me this, I keep... What? What he said?
Too late. Go ahead. Keep going. It's better if you just keep going.
Young Cash.
I'm saying you like R&B.
You finna get a pop.
That R&B music, right?
It's better if you just keep moving.
You finna get a pop.
You like R&B.
I love R&B music.
You love the fuck.
I'm trying.
I do.
See, okay. I was wrong.
I'm
not wrong.
Young Cash do a lot of things, but he ain't tell a lie.
So
the song is "Therapist" by Tosh. I don't know if she's new or old, but.
Can I be real? It's just Tosh.
Yes.
It's just like they paid you to say that, or just
no. I don't. You know what's crazy? People, me and Dre are so deep in our music bag with Bop of the Week, and this is like a segment that I really love because I really love music.
So Tosh, this is real.
This is real. I have never and Thad can attest for this. It's so many people that slide in our DMs like, "Hey, do my song for Bop of the Week." I never do it because I make playlists.
I'll take the money.
I be doing playlists. No, but you know what? I know you would. Like young and old Cash.
Young Cash Bop of the Week.
If y'all see my bop, well, I might actually like your music.
$2,000 a pop. Bring that whack ass song over here, nigga.
$2,000. I don't care what it sounds like.
Bring that whack ass song over here, nigga.
I'm about to
let me tell y'all my new shit, nigga.
That's $8,000 a week.
But I like when people value my opinion, and when people value your opinion, that's priceless, and it can be a whole nother avenue of something. I like to look at the longer picture because $2,000 not going to do nothing for me.
But what's an R&B song?
Therapist by Tosh.
Give me this.
Where is she from? You know where she's from?
Judge or shit.
No, I don't know nothing about her. Somebody sent this to me.
Making a new section. T-Pain's paid bop of the week.
We'll do that.
I'll judge your shit. I ain't gonna
cut me out.
I'm going to tell you all the shit that's wrong.
Cut me in or cut it out.
So five racks.
So what's your song, Lex?
Tosh Therapist.
Okay, got
What's
it.
What's yours?
So I actually just talked about this song a few weeks ago. It was Act 2 by Day to Day.
Who?
It's a song. It's called Act 2.
I thought his name was Bat.
Oh, you talking about Brat?
Yeah, Four Bats.
Four Bats.
But the song is called Act 2.
Is that the Drake remix?
Day to Day. So my bop is the one with Drake.
Okay.
The remix.
That nigga slid that bitch, didn't he?
He did.
I can't lie.
He slid. But Drake slid. Always slide on remixes.
Can't even lie.
He always slide on remixes. So yeah, a few weeks ago,
that nigga said I always been a stand up nigga like Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, God,
Jesus.
So that's my bop. He always slide on remixes. My song, my bop of the week, a few weeks ago was the original song. Now it's the one with Drake. Right. So what you been listening to this week?
Young nigga out of Milwaukee, you know.
What's his name?
JB.
Oh, okay. Hey, yo. Hey.
That bad bitty on the knee.
Yeah. Hey, that shit don't hurt.
Tell you, Brain.
I heard.
We got to have this young nigga at the Wisconsin Fest.
I heard that.
Got to.
Of course, y'all know we do the Wisconsin Fest every year. And this year, we got a star-studded event.
Yeah.
Big time.
We trying to get that young nigga on there. Hey, that shit. He got Milwaukee on lock right now.
We gonna get him on there.
He slid.
Okay.
That bitch.
Man, I got to tell you. You can't hand me the ox.
This thing gonna play jazz the whole fucking time.
The whole hour and a half over here, I play straight jazz.
And I love it.
Jazz music?
Relax. Yeah.
So, like, what's new in the jazz world?
I don't know.
Well, they did play.
I never know. I don't look at the names.
I'm saying you did play Nat King Cole. Unforgettable.
Oh, yeah. Unforgettable.
What's new in the jazz
world? That's new to people who don't know about jazz.
Yeah. I played jazz.
I know
that song. So, I do jazz and Brazilian jazz, which is bossa nova, is what it's called.
Okay.
So,
Bossa Nova.
It's Bossa Nova, bro. but yeah, no, I try to move around a lot, but there's a dubstep song.
Okay.
Called Heretic.
Heretic.
Heretic? Am I saying that right? Or is it
or
is it Heterick? It's one of those. How which one is a real word? Heretic? That one. I don't know. I don't know who it's by, but
okay, so you like that? You like
everything.
Ryan, relax, bro.
Ryan's like, yeah, bro.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. This is why I love T-Pain. First, T-Pain, y'all don't get it. Right. Y'all don't get it.
Anything T-Pain say, Ryan gonna be like, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Ryan be in the middle of the dubstep party, nose bleeding.
Nose bleeding.
Don't give a fuck.
Yeah, baby.
Going hard.
It's not rocking on air. Look
at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. Nigga. I mean, Negro.
Dubstep has been.
Don't do him like that.
And then hold on. Let me ask y'all a quick question. What? Because okay. I'm an R&B nigga. I don't listen to that rap crap.
Oh, excuse us.
I don't listen to that rap.
Would you like some sparkling water?
Yeah.
Can you get off some sparkling? God damn.
If I one more, I'm gonna tell them to be out in the bathroom like I was at SDK.
Uh-huh.
Listen, what R&B songs get y'all in the mood?
We about to do karaoke, so you about to find out.
Okay, well, we gonna see then, nigga.
We gonna see, my nigga.
I fuck with you like
that. So, before we move on to the next topic, though, we do have to do item of the week. And our item of the week this week is...
Oh, yeah.
Wiz Khalifa gave us a box.
Oh, shit.
I got dope.
With some Khalifa. Yeah, we do. Yeah,
Khalifa Kush.
We got sent some Khalifa Kush.
Khalifa Kush.
So y'all know we love a little one.
Can we smoke on the show?
Yeah,
y'all.
We have a pre-roll.
Fired up. What's up? Neither does he.
Oh, damn.
I smoke. Everybody know what Khalifa Kush is.
Yeah. They took everything out the box because y'all know we can't do too much. But Khalifa Kush, y'all make sure y'all, hit this up. Let us know what you think about it. Wiz Khalifa sent us a good
Nobody's box. Looking at the Khalifa Kush. Everybody's looking at your thigh.
That thigh out.
That thigh. That ham hock.
And that coochie meat.
Khalifa Kush.
There it is.
Get high.
Lowrider girl.
That thigh racks.
Okay, so now it's time to get to our favorite segment of the show, y'all, which is Pour Your Heart Out. So, if you have any questions, you can always send them to askpourminds@gmail.com. That's askpourminds@gmail.com. Send us your questions. Send us your testimonials. Whatever, because sometimes we be fucking your life up too. So,
Do you give good advice?
Oh, yeah.
Do you give good advice?
He gonna read.
Well, I give good advice.
Okay.
Which one did y'all want? Y'all want savage?
Y'all want the real?
Both.
Y'all
want, we want both.
Y'all I want heart, y'all to say heartfelt, however y'all feel.
Y'all want heartfelt fucking give people actual advice that actually
like,
fucking help them.
I don't care about the
boot. However the spirit. Let me tell you something. Whatever the spirit moves you to do that shit.
Because you know him. Every one of his answers, he started, I don't give a fuck.
Right. He do say that every time.
God damn. Sometimes you got to give a fuck, man.
You do.
You know?
People.
Sometimes you got to give a fuck.
People.
Take a fuck. Hey, ladies, I love the show, and hope y'all come do a show in Austin this year.
Okay.
Y'all plan on doing South By or anything like that?
No, just because
Trash.
Austin...
All right, so my question is...
I'll just say short answer. I've been to Austin a lot. No.
What's the areas down there? It's like
exactly.
It's like what street,
bro? But nah, it's
what
a
you did?
My nigga. It's a factory.
That's the area
next to a trailer park, and then a mansion.
I was
like right next to like.
All
the don't forget the lakes though.
What's the zoning out that motherfucker, bro?
Now I will say the lakes in Austin.
It's like every area is zoned for a racetrack, but just nobody followed through with it. It was just, let's just do a house.
It's not that
cool. God damn. That's
the lakes is cool, but niggas can't live on lakes.
They do.
I'm about to be.
I mean, outside of the lake, but you know what I mean.
I ain't Lanier.
Sis, I'm about to be.
She been eating this whole episode since PPL.
All right. My question is, I have a BBL, but my nigga... Don't know it yet. LOL. But in some conversations in the past, I hear him say he likes natural bodies over BBLs. He really likes my body, but I'm scared to tell him it isn't 100% me because I'm nervous it will change the connection in a negative way. Should I tell him or keep things going happy and free?
I think you should tell that nigga.
Yeah, absolutely. Because
the scars, the thing about it, when you got scars on your body, your nigga gonna see it eventually.
I don't think it's that.
You know a little
something. I don't think. Here's my.
What's your thing?
My thing about that. Mm-hmm. I think you should tell him because I think he has the wrong ideas about BBLs. Mm. The fact that he's been liking BBLs for he's been liking a BBL for this long, but he says he doesn't like BBLs. You've been
you don't
fucking
even
one.
Yeah. You do like a BBL.
You do like a BBL because you've been fucking with one for a little minute now. So now you get a chance to not only educate him, but change his mind about how BBLs actually work. I think, you know, it's like CGI. You only notice CGI when it's bad. Mm. You only notice BBLs when they're bad. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's so, what I said
I haven't
earlier.
Seen a bad one, though.
I've seen bad ones. But what I'm saying, the average BBL looks good.
To the fact that they are BBLs, though.
BBLs are you get
how
what
you, know
you
they
pay
went,
for.
I didn't know they went with a gay man in a hotel room at the Motel 6.
Not again.
Room 436.
I mean, sometimes there are ass shots that look normal and look good.
Talking to them about their
well, mind. I think if you remember the room, it wasn't a bad BBL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. It looked like meatball. It looks like meatball on a toothpick.
But here's what I'm saying. You can go anywhere. You can go anywhere you want to go. You can go to the hotel room. You can go to the doctor. You can go to Columbia. You can go anywhere. But if all you got is $1,000, you ain't coming back with the right thing.
Yeah.
Period. In any situation. So okay. Some of these bitches, they be just like, just whatever. I'm going to scrounge up whatever I got, and I'm mm-hmm. pleased. Whatever you can do for this much,
do you
accept bits of string?
Y'all, there's this guy that I know. He's actually a close friend of mine. And when I say close friend, I use that term loosely because, like, he tried to talk to me for a long, long time. Oh. Then I encouraged him because he wasn't my type, but then he's like, he tried to holler at my homegirl.
He was a gay man?
He wasn't a gay man, but every single woman of mine that I know that he tried to holler at had a BBL. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you he gets on the timeline shading BBLs, natural. Do you really like natural women, though? Because every woman that I know that you be in their DMs being thirsty, they all have BBLs, but you can't tell. So yeah. I think it could, like you said, it could be a moment to be educational.
It could be educational. Case in point, just how when some people say, oh, my God, I hate auto-tune. And then they hear a song with vocoder on it, and they say, oh, that's too much auto-tune.
Melandine.
It's like,
I was about to talk about
you don't know what auto-tune is, do you?
What you know about Melandine?
Like
his girl from Houston uses it a lot.
Who is this girl from Houston?
It doesn't matter.
That's too...
Actually, I just want to know about it.
Leave stuff alone.
I'll tell you later.
But you know how sometimes dudes don't know what BBLs are.
Right.
You know what I mean? Sometimes they might see bad natural bodies and like, see, look how bad that BBL is. And they don't know. You know what I mean?
Know.
It don't be known.
I think you should
sometimes
tell
bitches be built like box Chevys and you just can't got nothing to, you have no way to figure that out. But maybe they got nice personalities. Yeah. So maybe.
I agree. But you said, Dre, they should tell?
Yeah, I just feel like you should tell them. You should tell them that you had a BBL. Why not?
Why not?
Ooh. Well,
I can't change the person. You about to Rick Ross us?
I mean, we done now.
We done now.
Now you shady for that. Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
That's just get Rick Ross on a whole different show. This is crazy. I'm supposed to be the one to be able to fucking get up and leave. That was crazy. Then nigga ain't say nothing. Left his phone and everything. He got to come back for his phone. He fucked up.
Tell everybody where we can find you at, and obviously,
oh man,
doing the show.
Yeah, so we're doing Miss Biggest Booty Pageant.
Yes,
on March 20th. Make sure y'all come through. $5,000 grand prize.
$5,000.
You get $5,000, a little sash. That's the important.
You get a crown.
You get a crown.
You get a top hat.
And you get a bouquet of some dope ass flowers.
Yeah.
And also you get a little handbag in the shape of an ass. It's like a little purse. If it comes on time from Temu, that's gonna be
not Temu.
That is, can we call it a arse?
That is arse. Yeah. Yeah. You get a little.
Go ahead, Drea.
You get a little arse.
That hurts.
So, yeah, you know, obviously, we got the two lovely ladies here. We got Carlos Miller, Nav Green, Vanessa
Nav
Fraction. I'm going to be there. So, you know, just off of that.
Well, he should have said that first.
but we're going to have fun with that. Obviously, Twitter T-Pain, Instagram T-Pain, Facebook T-Pain. I don't know if you're still using Facebook, but
you be on TikTok.
They say they be on
TikTok. T-Pain, Twitch, twitch.tv/T-Pain. Backpage is coming back. Find me on there, T-Pain.
All right.
Craigslist. Selling my couches out of my house right now, so come grab those up.
We outside.
I'm out here. Young Cash, you can find it. Just click on my shit and then.
And you can find Young Cash.
He'll be there
Young
somewhere.
Cash. He'll be there. He here in spirit.
Thank you, Young Cash. We appreciate you so much. It's been a pleasure having you today.
Thank you, Cash.
Good job, Cash. But on the other hand, go to nappyboy.net and you'll find everybody. Nando STL, Chael Nash, me, everybody. Like, everybody. You'll find all that shit. So, you know, gang, gang type shit. You know what I'm saying? We in a gang.
Gang, gang, whole bunch of gang shit, period.
I only look the gang
stuff. Oh, my
bad. All right, thank y'all so much for tuning in. And y'all Oh, now he's back. Young Cash, you got anything to close out the episode? Anything you want to say?
Are you relieved? Oh,
if you fall back yourself? In that
chair. That's what the old people say.
You got
you
so much faith in the integrity of that chair.
Too much.
Man, I went and jiked off. I feel great.
Oh. All right. We'll see y'all next week. Right. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Viscosity.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. A screen nigga that know how to sing.
Yeah. We're going to let Cass take the first, joint. Go ahead for it, Cass.
Girl, I'm in love with you. This ain't no honeymoon. We're past the infatuation phase. Right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love. Seems like we argue every day.
No, oh, I misbehave. Hey. I made your mistakes. And we both still got room left to grow. Oh. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first. And we'll make this thing work. But I think we should say
we're just ordinary people.
Oh.
We don't know which way to go.
We don't know which way to go.
Cause we're ordinary people.
Ordinary people.
Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow.
Go ahead.
This time we'll take it slow. Take it slow.
Oh, yeah. This time we'll take it slow, yeah.
This ain't a movie at all.
Feel no that conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it is heaven sent. Then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make a phone away.
Hang up and you call. We rise and we fall. And we feel like we're walking away. It's our love that bends. We take second chances. Though it's not a fantasy, I just want you to stay.
We don't know which way to go. We're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. This time we'll take it slow.
Maybe we'll live and learn.
Maybe we'll crash and burn.
Maybe we'll stay.
Maybe we'll leave.
Maybe you'll return.
Maybe another fight.
Oh, maybe we won't survive.
Maybe we'll win. Maybe we'll know. Maybe you will know. We don't know which way
we're going. It's my show,
Andy. Oh, because we're ordinary people.
Maybe we take it slow.
Take it slow.
We're just ordinary people.
Take it slow.
We don't know. much way to go.
Rock with it, go on and rock with it. Oh shit, an advertisement. What the fuck?